Notre Dame won the toss and deferred, so Penn State will get the ball first. The Irish kicking off left to right with the gold helmets, the gold pants, and the white tops. Penn State with the traditional home uniforms that you see in State College. Of course, the white helmets, the white pants, and the blue jerseys. Mitch Jeter will boot it away left to right. Nicholas Singleton is deep for Penn State, standing about 2 yards into the end zone. Full house for the Capital One Orange Bowl. A spot in the national title game on the line. And Jeter steps into the football at the 35-yard line. High end over end kick and deep over the head of the returners into the end zone for a touchback. And so Penn State's offense on the field with Drew Aller, a true junior quarterback who is the Penn State all-time leader in completion percentage. He's already third in touchdown passes. It's his second year as a full-time starter.
He's a guy that in the college football playoff, though, hasn't been over 60% completions. And that is something that I think he will have to be really efficient at here today.
Shotgun set on first down at the 25 of Penn State. They go with four receivers, two to either side, and now they're going to pitch it to the far side. Singleton in trouble, but able to slip a tackle at the line of scrimmage and get out of bounds at about the 31-yard line, a gain of six. Pushed out by Jack Kaiser, defensive team captain.
A couple of really nice blocks on the perimeter by the Penn State wide receivers as they pitched it out to Nicholas Singleton, and a missed tackle in the open field. Tackling going to be really important with two really good running backs, Nicholas Singleton and Catron Allen, both over 1,000 yards.
Second and four on the Penn State 31. Aller in the gun again with Singleton flanked to his right. Trip set to the far side. Warren, the outstanding tight end, is flexed out wide left. Aller barking out the call. Notre Dame showing pressure. They bring blitz and a pass play short left. Caught Singleton 40-yard line, near side of the 50, and dragged down to the 46-yard line of Notre Dame. So that's a gain of 24 as Aller read the blitz and dumped it off to Singleton for a big play.
There was a shift by Liam Clifford from the right side of the formation to the left, and it felt like Notre Dame never really adjusted to it. They had two guys over two receivers, and then when Singleton slips out on the screen, there's just nobody else there, and it creates a really big gain. So already the motions of Penn State getting Notre Dame out of sorts.
Tyler Warren in the game is a Wildcat quarterback. He's the tight end, but he's an excellent runner. He's in shotgun. He takes the snap and hands it off in a jet sweep to the near side to Singleton, who picks up maybe one. It'll bring up second and nine. True freshman corner Leonard Moore along with Kaiser there on the stop. We are a minute and a half into the game. No score. And Penn State already in Notre Dame territory.
Penn State early on likes when they're on script to test the defense in a number of different ways. Tyler Warren being at that Wildcat quarterback and seeing how Penn State would adjust gives Andy Kotelnicki information that he may use later on.
Shotgun set. Aller takes the snap. Quick throw. Far side. And it's overthrown and complete. Contact on the play between Omari Evans, the intended target, and Leonard Moore. But no flag. The ball was thrown over the head of the receiver on the far side. So it'll bring up third down and nine at the Notre Dame 45-yard line.
I think Drew Aller made an assumption that Omari Evans was going to be open with Moore kind of peeling off to go cover him. The hit was a bit high, and I think some of the Penn State fans would have wanted it targeting, but I think a good no call.
They have Warren in the backfield along with Aller, the quarterback, on third down and nine at the 45 of Notre Dame. Catron Allen is also in the game at tailback. Two receivers right. Now they shift. Warren flexed out wide right. Aller in the gun. And a penalty marker is down. There was movement that time by the Nittany Lions.
False start. Number 71. Offense. 5-yard penalty. Still third down.
It's on Ioane, the left guard. That'll make it third down and 14. Less than 2 minutes gone by in the game. No score yet. Third and 14 coming up. Right around midfield. Penn State 13-2, beat SMU 38-10, and Boise 31-14 in the quarterfinals. Aller in the gun in an empty set. Two receivers to his left, two to the right. Third down and 14 at the 50-yard line. Shotgun snap, three-step drop. Aller throws short left. Caught by the running back at the 45, Catron Allen. And he's wrapped up immediately after a gain of maybe one or two. Adon Schuller there defensively. And it's fourth and long, and Penn State will have to punt.
This is what Notre Dame has been so good at. They've given up yardage. They did it in the Georgia game as well. in the quarterfinal. But once teams cross the 50, they are so good at creating a negative play early on to force you into a second and long, and then eventually a third and long and getting off the field.
Penn State going to try to pin Notre Dame deep, punting at the 44 of the Irish. Riley Thompson, the punter, has the football, steps into the kick. Herleman is the return man. It's a short punt, end over end, and a fair catch made at the 10 by Herleman. 34-yard punt, no return. 12:27 to go in the first quarter. No score. You're listening to the College Football Playoff semifinal at the Capital One Orange Bowl on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
This is the College Football Playoff on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
Dave Pash, Roddy Jones, Taylor McGregor, and Chris Budden here in Miami at the Capital One Orange Bowl. College football playoff semifinal. No score between Notre Dame and Penn State. A big play by the Nittany Lions on a short pass to Nicholas Singleton got Penn State in the Notre Dame territory, but they ended up punting, and now the Irish will have their first offensive series operating from the 11-yard line as quarterback Riley Leonard. Senior from Alabama, he was the Sugar Bowl MVP at 80 rushing yards and 90 passing yards in that game. He's in shotgun from his 11 with three receivers left and two to the right. Notre Dame primarily a run team. They're going to spread it out, though, here on first and 10. Abdul Carter, the left defensive end for Penn State, is starting. Here are the report from Chris. Leonard takes the snap, four-man rush, quick throw, right side, it's caught. At the 15-yard line by Evans, the tight end, shoved out of bounds at the 17. On the near sideline, a gain of six.
Interesting, Notre Dame starts off in an empty formation, throwing the football, obviously knowing that Penn State's going to anticipate a run, and now they go no huddle. Notre Dame looking like they're throwing to run the football.
Jeremiah Love in the backfield to the left of the quarterback. Leonard is in the gun. Second and fourth, the 17 of Notre Dame. Twins left, single receiver right, tight end tight right. Penn State with eight in the box, showing pressure here. And Playcock at eight, still plenty of time here. Snap to Leonard, blitz off the left side, they run to the right, past the 20 is Love, and downed at the 22. He got 5 yards, he needed four, and it's a first down for Notre Dame with 11:40 to go in the first, no score.
Jalen Reed was blitzing from the nickel position. Riley Leonard in a little zone read, just hands it off. They run it to the opposite side and get a first down.
And they go with tempo again, empty set, shotgun for Leonard. Three receivers left, two to the right, first down on the Notre Dame 22. Snap to Leonard, going to be a design quarterback run straight ahead. Grabbed by Carter and dropped at the 24. Two-yard run by Leonard, who's got 34 career rushing touchdowns. That's the second most among active players. Abdul Carter, first-team All-America on defense for Penn State, makes the play.
It's one of the most underrated things about Abdul Carter's game. He was an off-ball linebacker last year, moved up to the defensive line, but the way he has played the run and the physicality that he has done that with, it's been really impressive this season.
10:50 to go, first quarter. Scoreless game, second and eight for Notre Dame, and it's 28. Leonard in the gun. To his right is the running back, Love. And it's going to be a run play, Love straight ahead, and runs into Carter again at the 25. Jalen Reed in there as well, second team all Big Ten. So just a one-yard gain, third and seven.
Well, Abdul Carter's been tweeting out gifts of Darth Vader in his return. He's got Darth Vader written on his eye black across his eyes, and he's playing like he has embraced the force for good or evil. I don't know which one, but right now it's good for Penn State.
Three receivers left, one to the right on third and seven for Notre Dame from its 25-yard line. True freshman, Aeneas Williams in it, running back, flanking Leonard to his left. Snap to Leonard, straight drop, has time, throws deep, right sideline, and it's caught at the 40-yard line, and at the 50 is Mitchell Evans, out of bounds in Penn State territory at the 42. That's a 35-yard gain on third and long.
Really nicely placed back shoulder throw by Riley Leonard, and Mitchell Evans doing a great job with strong hands against the coverage of A.J. Harris, who's a big, long corner. Really nice conversion on a tough throw and catch by Notre Dame.
First down at the 43 of Penn State, 9.5 to go in the first quarter, no score. Three receivers left, Leonard in the pistol with Williams, the running back, behind him. Now shifts to the right of the quarterback, Leonard. Ball on the near hash. Snap to Leonard. Run play to the left. Williams has a little bit of room. Gets down to the 40-yard line for about 3 yards. Bring up second and seven, tripped up by Kobe King and Wheatley, the safety.
Early on, Riley Leonard's ability to throw the football, I think, is really powered them on this drive because it makes Penn State have to think about the threat down the field. It went unbalanced formation that time. We're able to get a nice gain on first down to make it second and manageable.
Second and eight at the 41 of Penn State. Jeremiah Love back in the game with Leonard in the backfield. Leonard in shotgun, single receiver to the right. Now Love motions out to the right, so an empty set. Snap to Leonard, pressure off the near side, pass left side, knocked down, incomplete. Amin Vanover jumps up into the air, bats the ball down on the far side of the field. 8:47 to go in the first, no score, third and eight coming up.
Abdul Carter is the star up front, but Denai Dennis Sutton and Amin Vanover, the guy who just knocked that ball down, are fantastic players on the edge as well. Vanover, 6'4", used his length to get up there and bat the ball down, and now third and longs. Here's where that defensive line with Dennis Sutton, Vanover, and Carter can go to work rushing the passer.
They've been bringing some heat on Leonard. Picked up a third and long, though, earlier on this drive. Third and eight on the Penn State 41. Four receivers, two to either side. Leonard in the gun. Takes the snap. Leonard stands in the pocket, throws over the middle, incomplete at the 35-yard line, intended for the tight end, Mitchell Evans. And so it's fourth down and long. A.J. Harris in coverage, and Notre Dame will send on the punt team.
Same matchup that Notre Dame had on that long conversion to Mitchell Evans earlier. This time it's a slant pattern over the middle with pressure coming in the face of Riley Leonard. And A.J. Harris does a nice job of forcing the low and outside throw and an incompletion.
Tracy is the punt returner for Penn State to our right, standing at the 10-yard line. James Rendell, the punter, standing at his 45. They snap it from the Penn State 41. And the kick is end over end, middle of the field, backing up and making the fair catch at the 2-yard line as Zion Tracy probably could have just let that go. 39-yard punt, no return, no score. 8:35 to play. Each team has had a possession here in the first quarter. This is the College Football Playoff semifinal at the Capital One Orange Bowl on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
It's the College Football Playoff on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
And we now pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the College Football Playoff semifinal at the Capital One Orange Bowl on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
Hammer down.
WASK Lafayette is 101.7 The Hammer, Lafayette Sports Station.
With Roddy Jones, Taylor McGregor, and Chris Budden, I'm Dave Pasch here in Miami. Hard Rock Stadium, Capital One Orange Bowl, College Football Playoff, National Semifinal. No score, 8:35 to go in the first, and Penn State, because of an ill-advised fair catch by Tracy, is backed up on its 2-yard line.
And Dave, those are the types of decisions that Notre Dame has been able to turn into points, either by stopping the offense or creating a turnover or potentially even a safety. It's just one of those special teams mistakes that can loom large in games like this.
Ball might have just landed in the end zone. Wonder if nerves playing a factor there. Full house here in Miami. And the biggest game of Tracy's life. Drew Aller in shotgun. Katron Allen is the running back to Aller's right. And first down at the Penn State 2. Penn State going to run it off the left side. And he got out of the end zone, but not much for Allen. Maybe he didn't even get back to the line of scrimmage. They mark him down at about the yard and a half line with Gabriel Rubio making the stop for Notre Dame.
This Notre Dame defensive front has been so physical during the College Football Playoff that if I were Penn State, the consistently running at them, I think you can wear them down. But early on in situations like this, you're afraid of the penetration that especially Howard Cross can create.
Second and 10 on the Penn State 2-yard line with Aller in shotgun. Allen, the running back. Receivers right and left. Snap to Aller, hands it off. Allen up the middle, past the 5, out to about the 10-yard line before the tackle is made. Short of the line to gain by about 3. Pickup of 7 for Allen, who rushed for over 1,000 yards so far this season. Going to bring up third down. Midway point of the first quarter, no score.
It's a really nice couple of cuts by Katron Allen to find the backside of that zone play. As the Penn State offensive line washed everything to the left, he cuts back to the right and gets him in a much better position for this third down.
Third down and 2 on the Penn State 10-yard line with Drew Aller, the quarterback, in shotgun. Catron Allen, the running back, now lines up behind him. Bunch formation to the right. And a run play to the left for Allen. And he's got the first down up to the 15-yard line. Brought down by Heinisch. Needed about three and ended up getting about five on the play.
These last two runs are a pretty big statement for Penn State. We just talked about the physicality of Notre Dame up front, and they rush the ball for a first down.
And Penn State going with up-tempo. Aller back to throw on first down. Pass over the middle is incomplete at the 20-yard line, intended for Harrison Wallace, the third. It'll bring up second and 10 inside 7 minutes to go here in the first. No score.
That, to me, is what's frustrating at times about Penn State offensively. They've run the ball well the last couple of plays, and then you decide to go tempo and throw the football, and you put yourself in a second and 10 situation. That happens from time to time with Penn State.
Aller again out of shotgun with Allen, the running back, two receivers to his right, the tight end Tyler Warren tight on the left side. On second down and 10, it's a pitch and a run to the right for Allen. Trying to get outside, he can't. Brought down to the 20-yard line, but still a gain of a handful. Drake Bowen on the stop. It'll bring up third down and 5.
Notre Dame defensively on these third downs loves to play man-to-man coverage. We haven't yet seen Drew Aller go to Tyler Warren. And they've thrown some different matchups at him so far. We'll see where the tight end lines up and if they go to him here.
Warren, 98 catches. Over 1,100 receiving yards for the Mackey Award winner. Aller in shotgun. They spread it out. Three receivers left, one to the right. On third down and 5 on the Penn State 20-yard line. Snap to Aller. Pressure coming up the middle. Aller throws over the middle. Knocked down. Incomplete. What a terrific play that time by Jordan Clark on Wallace, the intended target. It's 4th and 5, and Penn State will punt for the second time.
Jordan Clark was all over Harrison Wallace, and I thought if Drew Aller was a little more patient, he had Tyler Warren on an in-breaking route with a bigger body against the defensive back. He could have put it right on the body of the tight end and maybe had an opportunity to get the first down.
Riley Thompson standing on his 5-yard line. His first punt was 34 yards. Max Herleman is back at the Notre Dame 40. And the kick away. It's a line drive right at Herleman, fielded at the 35 and dumped immediately back at the 33-yard line by Tracy. 5:56 to go in the first quarter. Penn State and Notre Dame scoreless. This is the College Football Playoff semifinal at the Capital One Orange Bowl on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. No score, 5:56 to play first quarter. Notre Dame ball for the second time, first and 10. On its 35-yard line. Jadarian Price in the game at running back. Leonard in shotgun. Two receivers right and two to the left. Leonard has the football. Three-step drop. Looks over the middle. Throws incomplete. His arm may have been hit as there was pressure by Penn State. Abdul Carter. Let's check in with Taylor.
Dave, something to pay attention to. Notre Dame star receiver Bo Collins just came out of the tent moments ago. Trainers were evaluating his left calf. They have since wrapped it up. He has his helmet. I expect him to come back into this game, but something to note.
Yep, he led the team, too, and catches 37 on the year. Second and 10 for the Irish on their 35. Pistol formation for Leonard. With Price behind him, receivers right and left on second and 10 for the Notre Dame 35. Now Leonard changing the play. The play clock down to 5. Leonard moves into the gun. Takes the snap with one on the play clock. Option to the right. Keeps it past the 35 and dragged down at the 38-yard line after a gain of 3. Izzard on the tackle. Bring up third and long.
The first down play, Abdul Carter just made Emil Wagner look like an absolute traffic cone as he went right by him. And then they option Abdul Carter, trying to not have to block number 11. They get a decent gain, but the protection is going to be huge on these third downs.
Abdul Carter's been all over the field early on, obviously. If not 100%, close to it. 3rd and 7 for Notre Dame on its 38-yard line. No score, nearing 5 minutes to go here in the first. 4 receivers. Penn State showing blitz, so Leonard checking out of it with a play clock at 4, and now a penalty marker down.
False start, number 54. Offense, 5-yard penalty, third down.
It's on Knapp, the left tackle. Here's Chris Budden.
Yeah, Roddy noted in that first offensive drive for Notre Dame, they were playing with some tempo. It's interesting, when I was covering the Fiesta Bowl, that was what the Boise State coaches said they focused on that week in practice. It was the one thing that this Penn State defense did that they had trouble with, and it worked a few times the Boise State said it. We'll have to see if that keeps up for Notre Dame.
And now the Irish, because of that penalty, Chris, and a third and 12 on their 33-yard line. Trips formation to the right of Riley Leonard, the quarterback. The running back is Williams. It's so loud in here that both the running back and quarterback are going up to communicate to the offensive line. Snap to Leonard. Straight drop. Steps up in the pocket. Throws deep over the middle. It's high. And it's intercepted at the 42-yard line. An immediate tackle on Wheatley after he got the pick. His third interception of the year. It'll be Penn State ball at its 42-yard line.
It was an ambitious throw at best from Riley Leonard, no matter if it was high or not. But the pressure by Abdul Carter forced him up in the pocket and probably forced that high throw. He may have been able to get it to Jaden Harrison, but the ball was going to have to be perfect because there were multiple defenders for Penn State around the Notre Dame receiver, and the first turnover of the game goes to the Nittany Lions.
And you and I were talking during the break, Roddy, the importance, because of how well these teams run the ball, the expectations of a low-scoring game. Who can make more plays in the passing game on third and long? That's a big pick right there to give Penn State the ball near midfield.
It is, and it may come down also to who can make less mistakes in the passing game. Notre Dame's been so good at taking the ball away defensively, but the fact that the offense is the first one to turn the ball over and give Penn State really good field position, I think it's going to loom large in a game like this where the defenses are expected to be so impactful.
Notre Dame third in the country in turnover margin. Penn State with eight takeaways now in the playoffs. Here in the college football playoff semifinal, the winner to play in Atlanta January 20th for the championship game. Remember, because the Sugar Bowl moved a day later, Penn State actually had two more days of rest for this game. Notre Dame beat Georgia. Penn State, as Chris mentioned, she was there, knocked off Boise State in Glendale. And the winner of this game will play either Texas or Ohio State. They will meet tomorrow night.
And it feels like coming out of the quarterfinals, Notre Dame was the team that actually needed the rest more than Penn State. Penn State seemed to be pretty healthy, with the exception of the injury to Abdul Carter. You look up and down the roster, and generally, they're about as healthy as you can be after playing the number of games that they've had, which this is their 16th game of the season. Notre Dame, though, had a number of guys banged up, including Jeremiah Love, including Howard Cross. And so you just wonder, from a depth standpoint, where is Notre Dame, and a health standpoint, where are they now playing their 15th game of the year deep into this season?
Let's go back down to the field. And Taylor.
And the biggest question was the health, Roddy. You mentioned it, but Marcus Freeman tried to paint it positively to his team. And he said, look, we've been doing 12 weeks of this in between, a week in between each game. And he said, it's actually a positive because we're not in school right now. So it really is more time to prepare for this game. They felt like they really had 8 or 9 days because they didn't have to go to class in between all the training.
And Marcus Freeman, Taylor, one of the top coaches in the country, probably doesn't get enough credit for how good of a job he's done. He was an excellent coordinator at Cincinnati and 1 year at Notre Dame. Year three now as the head coach. Again, Notre Dame has lost once this year. They've won 12 in a row since that two-point loss against Northern Illinois, which was 4 months ago. They're 6-0 against ranked teams this year.
4 months ago. The fact that you said that, the longest college football season in history. The thing that Marcus Freeman should get the most credit for is making Notre Dame likable, maybe for the first time in history. But this is a fantastic team, and he's done a great job pressing the right buttons to get them to this place.
They're, of course, likable always to Notre Dame fans,
yes,
but to those that aren't Notre Dame fans, yes, Marcus Freeman, a class act, and that's a big reason why a lot of people that aren't Notre Dame fans are rooting for the Irish in this game. First and 10 for Penn State on his 42 in a scoreless game. Allard to throw on first down. Dropping back, lobbing it far side over the head of Singleton. Incomplete. He may have just been throwing that away with some pressure on him in the backfield. 4:39 to go here in the first quarter.
We haven't talked a lot about Drew Allard, but with that incompletion, it gives us a chance. This is a guy that if you squint hard enough, you can see the same type of skill set that Josh Allen has. He's not the outlier of an athlete that Allen is, but he's got the size, the speed, just needs to work on the consistency and accuracy.
Second and 10 on the 42-yard line of Penn State. Allen in the gun. Receivers right and left. Singleton the back to his left. Aller back the pass straight. Drop screen over the middle. Caught by Warren, the tight end at the 45. Up the middle 50. Lowers the boom on Watts, the defender, and picks up a first down at the 45-yard line. A gain of 13 on Warren's 99th catch of the year. Penn State going with tempo right to the line on first down at the 45. And it's a handoff off the left side. Singleton met in the hole at the 42-yard line and tackled. Jalen Snead on the stop, a gain of 3 on the play.
Penn State loves that little middle tight end screen that they ran to Tyler Warren, and they threw something. Something got thrown to the side. Wouldn't be surprised if it was like a piece of Xavier Watts' helmet.
Second and 7 now at the 41. Aller takes the snap, straight drop, throws a deep ball far side over the head of Warren, who laid out for it, incomplete at the 22-yard line. A better throw, and that's a 20-yard gain, but a misfire by Aller. Osbury in coverage for Notre Dame.
Felt like Drew Aller chose the wrong throw there, tried to loft it over the corner in front of the safety when he really, I feel like, should have driven that ball, could have gotten it in that little honeypot hole between the cover two safety and corner, and maybe had a big gain on second down.
3:54 to play, first quarter. No score yet. Third down and 6. Penn State has been in Notre Dame territory twice. Ball this time on the Irish 41. Singleton in the backfield with Aller, who's in the pistol. Aller takes the snap, turns and hands it off. Off the right side, Singleton to about the 37-yard line. Tackled short of the line to gain. You would imagine Penn State would go for it on fourth down and 2 based on that play call, a gain of about 4.
And James Franklin has preached being aggressive to his team all year long, went for it back in his own territory against SMU when it felt like they had the game in control, leaving the offense on the field, bringing Catron Allen into the backfield.
Fourth down and 2 for Penn State at the 37 of Notre Dame. Play clock at 15 as the Nittany Lions break the huddle with Drew Aller, the quarterback. In shotgun, Catron Allen to his right. Receiver right and a bunch set next to the line on the left. Snap to Aller. It's a run play to the right. And Allen has the, or Singleton rather, the first down to the 30 and out of bounds. So they had both Singleton and Allen in the game. They lined up Singleton off the ball on the perimeter, and he came on a jet sweep and picked up 8 yards.
And they had a bunch formation to the left side of the formation. And Notre Dame felt like it had a ton of defenders over to that side. So they run the speed sweep to Nicholas Singleton the opposite way and get the first down easily.
2:45 to go in the first. No score, but Penn State on the move. First and 10 at the Notre Dame 29-yard line. Catron Allen behind Aller, who takes the snap, hands it off, running straight ahead, now busting it to the outside right of the 25 is Allen. Down to about the 22-yard line. Brought down on the far sideline, a gain of 6 or 7 on first down for Penn State. Bryce Young able to track down the running back and make the stop.
Penn State's success running the football would be concerning to me if I was a Notre Dame fan or this Notre Dame defense. Pretty consistently, they've been able to get chunk plays in the run game. And nearly a first down with that one, 7 yards on first down running the ball there.
Roddy, Catron Allen lost the ball. It's the reason he actually bounced it to the outside. He lost the ball. It popped up into the air. He regathered it and then cut to the outside right. Second and 3. At the Notre Dame 22. Aller in the pistol. Catron Allen behind him. Aller back to throw. Three-step drop. Steps up in the pocket. Moving to his right. Throwing right. And the catch is made for a first down at the 15-yard line. Caught on the far sideline by Luke Reynolds. Just his 9th catch of the year. Dragged down immediately, but a gain of 7. And a Penn State first down in the red zone with 90 seconds to go in a scoreless first quarter.
Really nice movement in the pocket by Drew Aller. Moving up and then escaping out to his right before drilling the receiver with the ball right on the numbers. Luke Reynolds had no chance, but no choice but to catch that.
9th play of this drive for Penn State, first and 10 at the Notre Dame 15-yard line. They've got Tyler Warren as the Wildcat quarterback. He takes the snap, hands it off, Singleton running right. Down to the 10, into the 8-yard line. Thrown down after a big game. Pushing and shoving out of bounds on the far sideline after the play. Penn State and Notre Dame player getting into it, but no flags, and a big gain off the right edge on first down for the Nittany Lions.
Penn State electing to go fast once again, lining up and ready to go.
Aller in shotgun, 2 receivers right, 2 to the left, 2nd and 4 at the 11, back to throw. Aller, fade, left side, into the end zone, overthrown. Trying to hit Singleton, but the ball was too far thrown, incomplete. Leonard Moore did have good coverage that time on the running back, Singleton.
We got a starting safety against the running back. That is a matchup that Notre Dame will take all day long. Tried to get a little pick route on the fade, but Leonard Moore was all over.
45 seconds left. First quarter, no score. Third and four for Penn State at the Notre Dame 9-yard line. They picked up a fourth down and two earlier on this drive. And now third and short. Allen in the game next to Aller, the quarterback, who's in the shotgun. Three receivers to Aller's left. Shotgun snap, six-man rush, back to throw. Aller looks left, lobs left side into the end zone. Underthrown, juggled, and intercepted. Christian Gray picks it off in the back of the end zone. A penalty marker is down in the secondary, though, at about the five-yard line. Bad throw by Aller, but might get bailed out with a Notre Dame penalty. Christian Gray almost
prior
dropped
to pass,
it.
Pass, holding, number 29, defense. Half the distance to the goal, automatic first down.
Well, the man that had the interception called for holding, and it's a first down for Penn State, with 38 seconds to go here in the first quarter.
He was lined up against Harrison Wallace, and Harrison Wallace beats him off the snap, kind of grabs the jersey up near the breastplate of Wallace. It's pretty clear it's in the open field, and Notre Dame fans might be frustrated, but that was a clear call on the defense.
First down and goal at the four-yard line of Notre Dame. Warren in the backfield with Allen, and Aller, the quarterback, takes the snap, hands it off. Allen straight ahead, down to the two, and stood up there after a two-yard run. A handful of Irish defenders in there to make the stick. It'll be second and goal from the Notre Dame two with 25 seconds to go in a scoreless first quarter. See if Penn State runs another play here before the end of the first frame.
Penn State actually had their guard, Ioane, split out wide. And I call it the Trent Williams motion. The big tackle from San Francisco came across and he had a little kickout block.
Second and goal on the two. About 5 seconds left. Let's see if they snap it. Aller in shotgun. Takes the snap. Snap is high, but he gets it down and hands it off. But tripped up is Allen trying to run left. Tackled in the backfield at about the 3-yard line for a loss of one on the play. And that's the final play of the first quarter. It'll be third down and goal from about the 3-yard line of Notre Dame for Penn State. It was Joshua Burnham that made the great play for Notre Dame at the end of the first quarter in Miami. The score, Notre Dame nothing, Penn State nothing. This is the College Football Playoff semifinal at the Capital One Orange Bowl on ESPN Radio and ESPN app. Third and goal for Penn State at the Notre Dame 3. Drew Aller in the game, under center at quarterback. Now backs into the shotgun. Flank to his right is Nicholas Singleton. Two receivers left. Man in motion right to left. It's a pass play. Short throw to the right. It's dropped at the 1-yard line. Incomplete. Nicholas Singleton would have walked into the end zone. Could not hang on to the ball. And it's fourth down, and Penn State will send on the kicking team.
It's exactly what Chris was just talking about. You run the ball all the way down the field. You've got a third and short. And look, the play is there, but you have to execute it. Drew Aller doesn't make a great throw. Nicholas Singleton doesn't make a catch on the ball that's a little bit off. Penn State looks like it's going to have to settle for a field goal.
20-yard field goal try for Ryan Barker, left-footed place kicker. Ball spotted in the middle of the field. 3 seconds into the second quarter, no score. Now an official timeout.
Notre Dame has called their first charge timeout of the half. 30 seconds in length.
So Notre Dame uses the timeout, two remaining. Looking at the replay, Roddy, it really was not a good throw. You got to come up with that, but I get it. You've been in that position. Your momentum is going one way. How hard is that as a running back to adjust in short yardage, that situation when a ball's underthrown like that?
It's really difficult because you can't flip your hips to get a better opportunity to catch the football with your body. And you're running towards the sideline. And look, running backs just aren't accustomed to it. We're not used to it. So you have to help your running back out. If it was a little bit higher, maybe he can cradle it in. But the fact that it was kind of at his back hip, almost at his, you know, his bottom, like his back cheek, it makes it a really tough catch.
It would have been a walk-in touchdown, clearly. So Ryan Barker on now for a 20-yard field goal try to get Penn State on the board first. Snap, ball is down, the kick is up, and the kick is good. So Penn State gets points. A 10-minute possession, but had to settle for 3, 8 seconds into the second quarter.
And Dave, that's the game that Notre Dame has played. You look at Georgia. Georgia penetrated the red zone a number of different times, and Notre Dame was able to either hold them to field goals or create turnovers. there, not only do they stop them on the first third down where they get the interception down inside the 10-yard line, but then they go and they stop them again with a self-inflicted wound by Penn State, albeit. But still, Notre Dame's defense and their ability in the red zone has time and time again shown up, not only this season, but especially in this college football playoff.
Both quarterbacks with mistakes. Leonard threw an interception. Aller threw one, but it was overturned because of a holding call, which was an excellent call on Christian Gray. But then Aller makes the mistake of underthrowing the open running back, Nicholas Singleton, on that third down and goal.
And those are the frustrating things that the NFL scouts will see with Drew Aller. Sometimes he doesn't hit the layups. That was a layup, and there were a number of them on that drive that he wasn't able to hit.
Gabriel Wosu will kick it deep for Penn State, left to right. Jaden Harrison is deep for Notre Dame. Wosu is 6'6", 260 pounds. Being down on the field and watching him kick, you just assume he's a D lineman when he comes out there, especially wearing number 99. But he can kick it. He does, high and deep. And it's going to land about 3 yards deep in the end zone for a touchback. Let's go to Taylor.
Dave, Notre Dame spending time with Riley Leonard down here on the sideline, trying to decipher some of the pre-snap movement that Penn State is showing. Coaches coming up to him wanting to be better at communicating with his offensive line. Now, Leonard had told me coming into this game, they knew that Penn State was going to show some exotic stuff, specifically on third down, and it was going to take adjustment early on in the game, and we're seeing that. So let's see how they adjust after the meeting with the coaches.
All right, Taylor, first and 10 for Notre Dame, and it's 25, trailing 3-0. Opening seconds of quarter number two here in the college football playoff semifinal. Leonard in shotgun takes the snap and hands it off. In trouble in the backfield is Price, and dragged down for a loss back at the 19-yard line. Loss of 5 or 6 on the play. Smith Vilbert on the takedown.
Didn't matter which edge you were looking at. There was a Penn State defender penetrating into the backfield. They were bringing Jalen Reed from the field again on a blitz, and they've done that a number of times, particularly on early downs. Penn State really selling out on first down to try and get Notre Dame in second and third and long.
And it's second and 14 on the Notre Dame 21. Three receivers right, one to the left. Leonard in shotgun. Leonard takes the snap, and they're going to run it off the left side in a huge hole past the 30 and out to the 34 for Price. He almost got the first down, tackled about a yard shy of the line to gain. A huge hole off the left tackle and a gain of 13. It's going to bring up third and a yard.
Obvious pass situation, and you get a slant by the Penn State defensive line. They slant to the left. Notre Dame is running to the defensive right. They get a good seal block and a big game.
Third down and 3. They're actually going to mark him back at the 33-yard line. Trips right. Price in the backfield with Leonard, who's in shotgun. Leonard has the football. He's going to run it himself off the left side, and he gets to the 35 and close to the first down. Looks like he has it at the 36-yard line. They love to run Leonard, over 800 rushing yards on the season, and he gets a first down there.
And he is a physical runner at 6'4". He's listed at 216 pounds, but runs tougher. There's a Notre Dame offensive lineman down on the field.
It's the left tackle, true freshman Anthony Knapp, shaken up with 13-16 to go here in the second quarter. Penn State leading 3-0 over Notre Dame. You're listening to the College Football Playoff Semifinal at the Capital One Orange Bowl on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. Notre Dame with a first and 10 on its 36-yard line. They just lost their left tackle, Anthony Knapp, due to injury, so he's on the sideline right now for Notre Dame. The backup is Tosh Baker, a grad student from Scottsdale, Arizona. Notre Dame goes with two men wide to the right. Aeneas Williams in the backfield, flanking the quarterback to Riley Leonard's right. Leonard calling for a receiver to come in motion. There's some confusion. And now
game
a stoppage
clock
of play.
Operator, please reset the game clock to 13:23 and start it on my signal.
Notre Dame got bailed out by the game clock operator because Riley Leonard's asking for a motion from one of the two receivers out to the right, and they're looking at each other like, are you going in motion? Am I going in motion? Who's supposed to go in motion?
And they've already had to use a timeout here in the first half. Now the clock started again before the referee, Michael Vandeville.
Correction, 13:16 on the game clock, 25-second play clock. Thank you.
3-0 Penn State. First down and 10 for Notre Dame on its 36-yard line. And a struggle for Riley Leonard. He's missed his last four throws. They've had five plays on first down for a total of 6 yards. First and 10, two receivers to the right. Leonard in shotgun. Leonard takes the snap a little off the mark to his right. He's got it and throws right side. It's caught along the far sideline to the 43-yard line. And out of bounds after the catch is Chris Mitchell, whose brother John is a cornerback at Penn State. Gain of 7 on the play. Here's Taylor.
Well, Dave, left tackle Anthony Knapp is currently being taken back into the locker room. He is limping, favoring his left leg. So Notre Dame already thin on the offensive line, and there goes another one as the freshman who had stepped up at left tackle.
All right, Taylor, 2nd and 4 for Notre Dame now at the 43. 2.5 minutes gone by second quarter. They trail Penn State 3-0. Leonard in shotgun, takes the snap, stands in the pocket, looking left in trouble, steps up with Abdul Carter bearing down on him, and he gets close to the first down at the 46-yard line. Looks like he's got enough to move the chains with his feet for the 2nd time on this drive.
Anthony Knapp's replacement, the grad student Tosh Baker, who goes 6'8", 325 pounds, actually did a really nice job of forcing Abdul Carter up the field, giving Riley Leonard the opportunity to scoot up in the pocket and get the first down.
Love in the backfield with Leonard on 1st and 10 at the Notre Dame 46. Two receivers left, two to the right. Leonard looking to the sideline for the check from Mike Denbrock, the offensive coordinator, now changing things up with a play clock at 8. Notre Dame going right to left, 11:45 to go in the first half. Snap to Leonard, and it's going to be a handoff off right tackle. And up to midfield is Jeremiah Love, and brought down there. Gain of 4 or 5 for Love, who had just 14 attempts in the first two playoff games, in part because of injury.
Yeah, but he's got a brace on that right knee, the one that he aggravated against University of Georgia, but really good patience on that last play.
2nd and 6 at midfield for Notre Dame. Empty set for Leonard. He's in shotgun. Quad formation. 4 receivers to the left, the near side of the field, way away from the ball. And it's a quarterback run away from that. Leonard's in trouble. Backs up at his 45 and taken down for a loss. In the backfield is Wheatley to make the play. It's a loss of about 5. And that was going nowhere from jump.
It was going nowhere fast. Tony Rojas ends up penetrating up the field. And Riley Leonard just kind of had to dance in the pocket. Had to get away from one of his own offensive linemen. Rojas was on the ground in the backfield. Had to scoot up from him. That play was doomed from the start.
So 3rd and 10 for Notre Dame on its 44. 10.5 to go in the second quarter. Penn State 3, Notre Dame nothing. 3 receivers right, one to the left. Shotgun set for Riley Leonard. Play clock at 4, and Leonard has to back up. He's talking to his offensive lineman. Play clock at 1. They snap it in time. Leonard back to throw. Fires right side on a screen. Caught at the 45-yard line by Greathouse and tackled at the 49. Only a 3-yard gain. It's 4th down and 7, and Notre Dame's going to have to punt it away.
A guy that does not get talked enough about on this defensive line for Penn State is Zane Durant, the defensive tackle, who's a great heavy-handed penetrator up the field, but that time gets out in the alley to tackle Greathouse on the wide receiver screen. The big fella at 290 pounds moves really well and read it all the way.
James Rendell, the punt. Remember the last kick, Zion Tracy decided to fair catch the football at his 2-yard line. Let's see what happens here. Snap from midfield to Rendell, steps into it on his 35-yard line. It's a short end over end kick, near side, fair catch made at the 10 this time. Not a great punt. Only about 31 yards that time. So it's 3-0 Penn State over Notre Dame with 9:35 to go in the second quarter. This is the College Football Playoff semifinal at the Capital One Orange Bowl on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
This is the College Football Playoff on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
Roddy Jones, Taylor McGregor, and Chris Budden, Dave Pasch here in Miami. 9:35 to play. In the first half, Penn State leads Notre Dame 3-0. And the Nittany Lions back on offense, but backed up on their 10-yard line. They've given up just 7 points on defense in the first half of the 2 college football playoff games that they have played. And they're shutting out Notre Dame so far. Penn State had to settle for a field goal on its last possession despite being in 1st and goal. An incomplete pass on 3rd and goal on an underthrow by Aller on a dump off to a wide open running back, Nicholas Singleton. So it was a 20-yard field goal try by Ryan Barker. Riley Leonard threw an interception earlier in this ball game. Aller threw a pick, but it was overturned because of a Notre Dame penalty that gave the Nittany Lions a first down. That's the story. That's it. We've already played about 15 and a half minutes. First and 10 on the 10 for Notre Dame. Snap to Aller. Roll to the left. And now fires deep right side over the head of Singleton. Incomplete at the 30-yard line out of the backfield. Singleton was open. Aller moved to his left, backed up to his goal line, lobbed it down the right near sideline, and Singleton was there. But a bad throw.
It just missed him. I mean, the pocket is good enough. There's a little bit of pressure leaking from the left side, but nothing that should have bothered Drew Aller. He just missed him. And those are the layups that you have to hit if you're in a college football playoff semifinal trying to get to the national championship game.
Second and 10 on the Penn State 10 with two receivers to the left. Two tight ends in the game. Catron Allen, the running back, and he's going to get the carry off the left side. Got some room past the 15. First down to the 20, up to the 25, back to the defense as he got turned around and gets all the way to the 30-yard line for a gain of 20 before he's brought down by Watts.
It has really felt like Penn State's offense has had the upper hand in this one. Only the 3 points to show for it so far.
Penn State going with tempo. Go right back to the ground attack. Running off the right side. Atron Allen past the line of scrimmage into the 33 before the tackle is made. A gain of three on the play. Brings up second down. 9 minute mark here in the second quarter. Penn State 3, Notre Dame nothing.
With Drew Aller's struggles throwing the football so far, I think if you're Penn State, you just continue to lean on the run game. You've had so much success with it. First on the perimeter, now they're starting to have success up the middle as well. If I were Penn State, I would lean on that in this game until Drew Aller can find his footing.
Well, he's two for his last nine, Roddy, for just 20 yards. Second and eight on the Penn State 32. Two receivers to the left. They go with Tyler Warren as the Wildcat quarterback takes the snap and runs off right tackle past the 35. First down to the 40, up to the 45-yard line. A gain of 13 before he's tackled. Tyler Warren, who's carried the ball 26 times now in the season, he has four rushing touchdowns, moves the ball out to the Penn State 44.
The previous two times he had been in that Wildcat formation, it had been handoffs to Nicholas Singleton on those jet sweeps. Well, this time they just run counter with the big tight end at 260 pounds. He's as physical a runner as you'll see from the tight end position. He's in the Wildcat again.
8 minute mark, second quarter. 3-0 Penn State, first down on its 44. Warren takes the snap. Drops back to throw. He's a lefty in trouble. Rolling left and in trouble. Stiff arms a defender at the 35. Far side of the 40. 45, 50. And out of bounds near the first down. What a play by Tyler Warren, who many feel is a mid-first round pick. He stiff-armed Osbury, who was trying to make the tackle about 5 yards deep in the backfield, and Warren got 9 yards on the play.
When that ball was snapped and Tyler Warren dropped back to pass, the first thing I thought was, but why though? And he had so much success running the football, you're going to have your tight end throw the ball? I don't care if he was a high school quarterback. But then he makes the play with his feet, and it's kind of like just put the ball in his hands and let him make plays.
Second down and one for Penn State of the Notre Dame 47. Aller in the game in shotgun. Singleton to his left. Warren motions right to left. And it's a handoff off the right side. Some room past the 45. First down 40. Down to the 35. Nicholas Singleton. Penn State starting to lean on that Notre Dame front. That's a gain of 12 on the play.
And lean on them much earlier than I thought they would be successful with it. It bodes well for this Penn State offense.
Penn State going with tempo. Out of the pistol is Aller. Takes the snap. It's play action. Aller boot to the left. Looking downfield. Everybody covered. So Aller tucks it and runs past the 45. And out of bounds at about the 48. Gain of on the play of a couple. Let's check in with Taylor.
You guys were mentioning Notre Dame's front. Howard Cross, a big part of that. He's an edge rusher. He's been dealing with an ankle injury. I mentioned that at the top of the broadcast. And you can tell that ankle is bothering him. He came out after a couple plays. Trainers were wrapping up that ankle, and so something to pay attention to. He is back in the game, but just so you guys know.
Thanks, Taylor. Second and four now for Penn State at the Notre Dame 33-yard line. Shotgun set for Aller. Catron Allen to his right. Two receivers to the right. Snap to Aller. Hands it off. Running right side, Allen got the first down inside the 25. Dragged down to the 24-yard line. 9 more yards on the ground against Notre Dame. Notre Dame gave up just 62 rushing yards the entire game against Georgia. Penn State is about that on this drive. They go back with tempo. Snap to Aller. Handoff. Right side, Allen. He's got some room. Down to the 20. Drag down to the 19. Five more yards as we hit the six-minute mark. Penn State looking to add to a 3-0 lead.
And they have the ability to go tempo. They've done it a number of times. Typically, when they go tempo, they end up throwing the football. That time, they run it and get a good chunk on first down.
Second and five of the 19 of Notre Dame. Shotgun set. Aller has it. Hands it off to Allen off left tackle in trouble at the line of scrimmage. And spun down for no gain on the play. Going to bring up third down. Jalen Sneed with a much-needed tackle at the point of attack. Third and five now.
All right, now it's again on this Notre Dame defense that's been so good in the red zone. Penn State on that fringe red zone right at the 20-yard line, just inside of it on the 19-yard line. What do they go with here? Can they find Tyler Warren, or can they find another matchup in the man-to-man coverage that Notre Dame likes to play?
Penn State 1-5 on third down. Third and five at the 19 of Notre Dame. Two receivers to the right of Drew Aller. The quarterback is in shotgun. He takes the snap. Quick pitch. Left side running. Singleton to the 20. Singleton down to about the 16-yard line, but short of the line to gain by about 2 yards. Would imagine that was called because they're going to run it on fourth down. It'll be fourth and about two. They already picked up a fourth down in the first quarter.
Yeah, and look, I think there's no getting cute here. I think you put Tyler Warren in the backfield. You hand the ball to him, and you run the ball right downhill. They've got a big personnel grouping in.
3-0 Penn State, 4 minutes and 20 seconds to go in the first half. Fourth and two for the Nittany Lions at the Notre Dame 16-yard line. Warren is wide to the right. Aller's under center. He takes the snap. Going to throw to Warren on the right side. Caught inside the 20 at the 16-yard line. He got the first down. So they throw it to the tight end with two blockers on the right side of the formation, and he gets a first down for Penn State in the red zone.
Tyler Warren was the widest receiver of that trips bunch to the right, and he comes inside on a little short tunnel screen. We've seen teams do it over the course of time as a two-point play. Penn State goes to it, and stopping that big tight end for 2 yards is going to be tough for anybody.
So first down in the Notre Dame 13. Two receivers left, one to the right. Aller in shotgun. Singleton to his left in the backfield. 3.5 to go. In this first half, Penn State looking to add to a 3-0 lead. Snap to Aller, hands it off. Singleton straight ahead, down to the 10. Helmet comes flying off as he is brought down at about the 7-yard line. Gain of 6 on the play. Singleton would have to come out, though, for a play. They rotate running backs anyway, and Catron Allen trots onto the field for second down.
It was a big physical hit by Notre Dame. We talked about the physicality of this Notre Dame defense. I think that Penn State front has matched it or maybe even exceeded the physicality of Notre Dame early in this game with their ability to run the football.
14th play of the drive for Penn State. 3 minutes to go in the first half. 3-0 Nittany Lions. Second and five at the Notre Dame 7. Trips formation to the left of Aller. Now they shift. They had a tackle lined up wide left. Aller under center takes. Hands it off. Allen off left tackle. Met at the 5 and dropped. Gain of 2 on the play. It's going to bring a third down at about 3.
They are just trying to wear down this Notre Dame defense, who feels like it's been on the field the entire second quarter. But another opportunity to come up with a big stop. How can they, will Penn State put the ball in Drew Aller's hands, or will they continue to run the football? That's the biggest question I have. I think you have to do something safer than putting it in the hands of the quarterback, Drew Aller, who's been off in the second quarter.
More than 7 minutes eaten off the clock here on this drive. Third and 3 for Penn State at the Notre Dame 5. Aller in shotgun. To his right is Catron Allen. He takes the snap, hands it off. Singleton on a sweep to the right. He's inside the 5. Allen towards the goal line. And into the end zone for the Penn State touchdown. Nicholas Singleton lined up on the perimeter on the left side, extended off the offensive line, comes in motion, takes the handoff, sweeping to his right, and gets Penn State a touchdown. 9-0 Nittany Lions.
They have really liked those two-back personnel groupings and the speed sweep to Nicholas Singleton. They've done it a number of times with Tyler Warren in the backfield or with Drew Aller at quarterback, and that time it ends up in the end zone.
15-play, 90-yard drive. That drive started on the 10, lasted 7 minutes and 17 seconds. Singleton with his 10th rushing touchdown. Ryan Barker on for the extra point. Snap. Ball down. Kick up and good. Splitting the uprights. And it's 10-0 Penn State with 2:18 to go here. The Nittany Lions have dominated time of possession.
They've dominated time of possession because they've dominated the line of scrimmage. It's the thing that I think Notre Dame felt they had to avoid in this game was letting Penn State be able to run the football, which they've done in this game.
10-0 Penn State. Just outside 2 minutes to go in the first half. This is the College Football Playoff semifinal at the Capital One Orange Bowl on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. And we'll see if Jaden Harrison gets a chance at a return. He had a 98-yard kick return for a touchdown in the Sugar Bowl. He is back deep to our right on the goal line. Wosu will kick it away for Penn State. Notre Dame has two timeouts remaining and the benefit of the official two-minute timeout. 2:18 on the clock. Wosu kicking off from the 35, left to right. Hammers this one to the far side. It's going to go into the end zone for a touchback. And Notre Dame will start on its 25-yard line.
Question for Notre Dame is, how aggressive are you? Do you open up with a pass? It's what Georgia decided to do on a late drive in the first half against Notre Dame a week ago. That ended up in a strip sack and a Notre Dame touchdown. Riley Leonard's already thrown an interception. But if you run the football, they haven't had a ton of success doing that, especially on first downs.
Leonard just 4 of 8, 48 yards in that pick you mentioned. First and 10 on the Notre Dame 25. Trailing 10-0. Two receivers right, one to the left. Shotgun set for Leonard. Aeneas Williams to his left. Snap to Leonard. Back to throw on a three-step drop. Throws over the middle, dumping it off to Williams. The running back catching it at the 30. Turning and running straight ahead to about the 33 before he's brought down by DeLuca. It's a pickup of 8 on the play. Notre Dame trying to run one more play before the two-minute timeout, but it's not going to happen. So good play on first down. Their kicker, Mitch Jeter's long this season is 49 yards. That was against Indiana in the first round, but he's also 11 of 18, and he's had four kicks blocked. Something to keep in mind if we end up with a long attempt. Does that impact the decision-making? We got a ways to go yet, but if it's a long attempt or a Hail Mary, are you better off with that? We'll get there if it comes to that. Let's check in with Chris Budden right now on the field.
Yeah, you guys have mentioned seeing Abdul Carter all over the field today. And what are the comps at the next level? You guys mentioned maybe Micah Parsons. Parsons thinks, no, he's better than me. Parsons is down here as a fan for the game, obviously played at Penn State. He said he's way more explosive than me. They worked out together. He raved about his hands and his footwork. And he said he is the best there is in the country and will have no issues at the next level.
Well, remember, too, Micah Parsons was primarily an inside linebacker at Penn State. We didn't see him rush the passer as much as Abdul Carter, of course.
Look, Abdul Carter was an interior off-ball linebacker up until this year. Had to convince Tom Allen to let him move down to defensive line. Tom Allen sat him down and said, hey, man, if you really want to do this, you got to be physical in the run game and you got to wear knee braces in practice. He said that was the biggest thing that Abdul Carter had to get over. I don't know if he's more explosive than Micah Parsons, who is incredibly explosive, but I think the thing that makes Abdul Carter special is the ability to change speeds and his flexibility and strength. He can duck and bend as well as anybody, and he's strong through that. So I don't know if he's going to be better than Micah Parsons, but he might be drafted higher than Parsons was.
Second and one for Notre Dame on its 34. Aeneas Williams, who had a 9-yard catch and run, is in the game, flexed out in the slot left along with the tight end Mitchell Evans. Three receivers right, so Leonard out of empty takes the shotgun snap, stands in the pocket, throws over the middle, and it's caught at the 40-yard line for a first down by Evans. An immediate tackle. It's a gain of 6. Clock is moving. And once they reset the chains inside of 2 minutes, it's at 1:45 and counting. Three receivers, two right, one left. First down on the 40 of Notre Dame. Back to throw. Leonard in trouble. Steps up. Gets hit as he throws over the middle. Incomplete. He got popped, and Leonard is down. He got hit by Devon J. Thomas back at the 35. Now Leonard is up, but a little rattled after that shot he took.
And it was Zane Durant that got the initial pressure and flushed Leonard out to the left, where Devon J. Thomas was able to clean him up. And another Notre Dame offensive lineman down. This one, Rocco Spindler, who had a bad ankle coming into this game and is on the field getting checked out by the trainer.
Spindler, the right guard. Riley Leonard going to probably get looked at as well. It was a clean hit by J. Thomas. Helmet to chest, was not crown of the helmet. It was right as Leonard tried to dump the ball off. So right in his throwing motion. And Leonard's going into the tent. The backup quarterback is Steve Angeli, who's thrown just 28 passes this season. He started Notre Dame's bowl game last year. He has 3 touchdown passes. in 9 games this season with Leonard in the tent. And Jelly is going to try to run the 2-minute offense, 1:39 to be exact. Notre Dame has 2 timeouts left, trailing 10-0. They have a 2nd and 10 on their 40-yard line.
And I think the concern with Riley Leonard was when he got driven to the ground, his helmet hit the ground pretty hard. And I'm not sure if it was the trainers or the officials that made Riley Leonard come off the field and get checked out. But Steve Angeli's a guy that Notre Dame likes. This is the biggest situation of his career, though.
Angeli in shotgun. The running back Williams to his left. 3 receivers over to the far side right on 2nd and 10 at the Notre Dame 40. Snap to Angeli. 3-step drop. Lob pass. Short left. Caught at the 40-yard line by the running back Williams. He's up to the 45 and out of bounds on the near sideline. That'll stop the clock at 1:34. Gain of a handful. 3rd down coming up.
It's a great call by Mike Denbrock, the offensive coordinator for Notre Dame. A little swing screen. Get the ball out of Angeli's hands quick so that his internal clock and the speed of the game, he can get settled in with an easy throw and a game to put you in the 3rd and much more manageable.
Penn State may think about a timeout if Notre Dame on this play ends up short of the line to gain. 3rd and 5 on the Irish 45. 3 receivers to the left. Now 1 in motion over to the far side right. Snap to Angeli. Short set. Looks far side. Throws. Caught for a 1st down in Penn State territory. At the 45 and down to the 41. Jordan Faison. His 1st catch of the game. And it goes for 13 yards. Clock will stop to reset the chains. Then it will start again with 1:25 to go in the half. Notre Dame down 10-0, and Jelly back to throw on 1st down from the 41 of Penn State. In trouble sack. Ball comes out. Recovered by the Nittany Lions at the 45-yard line. Dennis Sutton chopped it out. They have not signaled yet that it's Penn State ball. There was an Irish player in there first who had it secured. Let's see if Notre Dame was able to rip it out. They may have. Notre Dame somehow got it back under the pile.
I thought Abdul Carter was the only guy who had a shot, but underneath the pile, Notre Dame fighting, and they get to fight another day after the fumble.
And now a timeout call because about 20 seconds had come off the clock once they determined who had the ball. So Marcus Freeman uses the timeout. He's got 1 left with 1:04 to go.
Notre Dame has called their 2nd charge timeout at 1 minute 10 seconds, please. 1 minute 10 seconds.
The ball definitely came out before the hand started going forward. And you're right, Abdul Carter, he had it. And it looked like, it's hard to see the ball on replay, but it looked like it somehow squirted away from him at the last second when a Notre Dame offensive lineman came in and jumped on top of Carter. And the ball ended up in the hands of another Notre Dame offensive lineman.
Looked like Billy Shrouth was Johnny on the spot that ended up jumping on it. But that's the thing that you're concerned about with Steve Angeli coming in to the game. First off, Tosh Baker got beat by Deni Dennis Sutton so quickly that it was going to be tough for the quarterback to do anything anyway. But the mental clock that you have as a quarterback, it has to be accelerated to game speed quickly against a front that is as active as Penn State.
2nd and 14, 4-yard loss on the recovered fumble. Ball at the 45 of Penn State. Notre Dame going right to left, down 10-0, 1:10 to go in the half. High snap, and Jelly secures it, has time in the pocket, throws over the middle complete. 35, down to the 33 is Williams, short of the 1st down, so the clock is moving. Notre Dame has 1 timeout left, but won't use it. 58 seconds in counting. It is 3rd down and about 6 at the 33-yard line of Penn State. Check that 3rd down and 3 based on the spot. Angeli to throw. Pass right side. Caught 1st down at the 30. Out of bounds to the 28-yard line is the tight end Evans. That stops the clock with 44 seconds to go in the 1st half. And a new set of downs for Notre Dame in field goal range now.
You wonder if they go a little more conservative now that they're in field goal range for Mitch Jeter. But Steve Angeli, despite the fumble, the strip sack that Notre Dame ended up getting back, he's done a really nice job since he's come in managing this drive, getting the ball out pretty quick and accurately.
Still 1 timeout for Notre Dame. Trailing 10-0, 44 seconds to go in the 1st half. 1st down at the Penn State 28. 2 receivers left, 2 right. Angeli out of shotgun, takes the snap. Straight drop. Angeli in trouble. Forced out of the pocket, rolling left. Now lobs it left side out of bounds. Just throwing it away. Jaden Greathouse was a receiver in the area at about the 5-yard line. Well covered downfield by Cam Miller. 39 seconds to go. 2nd down and 10.
I don't know how Steve Angeli was able to get away from the pressure of Abdul Carter, who was about 6 inches away from a sack there, but ends up escaping out to his left. And I think that's the thing that you have to be aware of. I wouldn't be surprised if Notre Dame goes a little more conservative. A screen, a quick pass, something to get the ball out of Angeli's hands quick so you don't get knocked back.
Williams in the backfield with him. Two receivers right, one left. Second down and 10 at the 28 of Penn State. Snap to Angeli. In trouble immediately in the pocket. Pass away over the middle is caught at the 23-yard line by Greathouse, but he was stopped right away. Gain of 5. Freeman not using a timeout. 28 seconds left. 25 seconds left. Third down and about 7 at the 24-yard line of Penn State. Three receivers left. And now a stoppage of play. Timeout Penn State with 18 seconds left. Trying to make sure they're set here once they see the look from Notre Dame. They have two timeouts left. Still one left for Notre Dame.
Thought it was really wise of Penn State to let Notre Dame get to the point where they're about to snap the ball, drain as much time off the clock as possible. As they put 2 seconds back on the clock, it was down to 18. They've gone, bumped it back up to 20 seconds left. And this is a big third down. You've got to get everything in line. And the bigger thing, too, Dave, is I think you give your defensive line a chance to catch their breath. I mean, these guys have been rushing the passer consistently for an entire drive now. You take that timeout, let them get a swig, and then you tell Denied Dennis Sutton and Abdul Carter, hey, go make a difference-making play on this third down.
That's a great point, because if you get a sack, you might push him out of field goal range, right, in this situation. The long on the season for Jeter is 49. He does have a 53-yarder in his career. Right now it'd be about a 42-yard attempt. Ball's on the 24 of Penn State. Notre Dame trails 10-0. 20 seconds to go in the half. Irish with one timeout left. Third down and 6 at the 24 of Penn State. Riley Leonard hurt. Steve Angeli in at quarterback. Penn State showing blitz. Six guys standing up over the football. Receiver right, two left. Snap to Angeli, but first everybody comes into the backfield. A ton of contact by three or four players on that Penn State front. With somebody drawn off first, though, there's a group of four or five officials talking it through at the 35-yard line. Dennis Sutton was the first man to come across for Penn State.
I think Denied Dennis Sutton tried to get a jump on the snap with the play clock running down and guessed. We'll see which way this goes. We're having a long discussion about it, but from my eye, I thought Denied Dennis Sutton was the first guy to jump into the neutral zone, forcing the offense to move.
Offside, number 33. Defense jumped into the neutral zone, causing the offensive player to react. 5-yard penalty, third down.
And now you're in third and one. You're looking at a 37-yard field goal try at worst. You can run the ball here. You can use your timeout and then come back after a timeout if you just run it and get the first down and have three shots at the end zone before then you bring in the field goal team.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how Notre Dame plays it, because if you do that, then you have to trust Steve Angeli to not take a sack. I think you run something where you can keep that timeout in your pocket.
Angeli in shotgun, trips formation to his left. Riley Leonard not in. He's a great runner, so they don't have that with Angeli. Angeli takes the snap, 5-step drop, short pass right side, caught for a first down at the 15-yard line by Williams, and out of bounds to stop the clock in front of the Penn State bench with 16 seconds to go in the half. It'll be first down. Penn State leads 10-0 for now.
Mias Williams almost took out Chris Budden. I hope she's okay down there. I saw her having to show a little lateral quickness getting out of the way, but really nicely done by Notre Dame with the play call and Steve Angeli with the execution.
A tennis background coming up big for Budden. First and 10 for Notre Dame at the Penn State 15. 16 seconds left. Receiver right, shotgun set for Angeli. Williams in the backfield with him. Snap to Angeli is high. He juggles it, secures it, then he's sacked by Carter back at the 24-yard line, and Notre Dame's going to have to burn its last timeout with 9 seconds to go. The clock is running. Freeman's just going to take the clock down to 3 probably and then call the timeout and just bring on the field goal team, and that's what he's going to do. So it's going to end up being about a 42-yard field goal or so, depending on where they place the football once they get it settled after the sack. But I think Freeman saw enough and said, you know what, let's just kick it. Mitch Jeter has had 4 kicks blocked this year.
I think that would have scared any coach. I mean, that ball had to be batted up in the air by Steve Angeli, as you said, the snap a little bit off. And to be honest, by the time he secured the snap that was a bit off, Abdul Carter was in his lap. Like, he almost had a chance to take that ball out of the air before Angeli was able to secure it. So I don't blame Marcus Freeman whatsoever taking this thing down to 2 seconds and just kick it and try and go into half down only seven.
First time I've seen Abdul Carter in person.
What do you think?
He's the best edge rusher I've seen in college football this year, and I don't think it's close.
He's the best edge rusher I've seen in college football in a few years, I think.
So it's going to be a 41-yard field goal try for Mitch Jeter. 11 of 18 on the season. 2 seconds to go in the half, trying to get Notre Dame on the board. Again, four blocks on Jeter this year. Snap is good. Ball is down. Jeter's kick is up, and the kick is good. The first half comes to an end. Notre Dame avoids getting shut out, gets on the board, and it's a one-possession game. Notre Dame will get the ball to start the second half. It's 10-3, Penn State at intermission.
Question for Notre Dame is who's going to be the quarterback for them in the second half. That's going to be the thing to watch.
Steve Angeli closed it out after Riley Leonard got hurt with about 2 minutes to go. It's halftime here in Miami. Winner to the College Football Playoff National Championship. The score, Penn State 10, Notre Dame 3. Kicking right to left. Wosu booting it deep. And it will go into the end zone for a touchback. So let's check in with Chris.
Yeah, just spoke with James Franklin about whether or not Riley Leonard would come back out. How does that change things? He says no matter who's at quarterback, I think we're going to see a lot of quick game because right now their offensive line has no confidence that they can block our defense. When they get the ball back, he said, for Drew Aller, I want to be able to get him some easy throws, gain him some confidence early. But so far, I do like the way our offense has played.
Only 53 passing yards, Chris, for Aller on 5 of 13. Leonard, 6 of 11 passing with an interception and just 63 passing yards. Leonard out there to start the third quarter with a first and 10 for Notre Dame on its 25-yard line. Jeremiah Love is the running back. Four receivers set, two right and two left. Love to the left of Leonard. Leonard takes the snap, hands it off, but wait, a stoppage of play.
Flag. Part of the snap, delay of game. Offense, 5-yard penalty. First down.
An inexcusable penalty at any point for a quarterback, but especially coming out of halftime. I don't know if I've actually ever seen that before out of halftime. You see it sometimes out of timeouts, but wow.
It's rare, and you hope for Notre Dame it doesn't kill this drive before it starts.
First and 15 at the Notre Dame 20. Three receivers right. Leonard and Love in the backfield next to one another. Snap to Leonard, and a hand it off to Love up the middle. And he crosses the 25 and gets belted there. Big hit on the play by Wheatley. A pickup of 5, getting back to the original line of scrimmage.
Yeah, and if you'd had that play on first and 10, you're probably in second and 4. Now you're in second and 9 because of the, as you said, inexcusable penalty on first down.
On the Notre Dame 26, second and 9. Receiver right, 2 left, shotgun formation. Leonard calling for the ball, takes the snap and hands it off. Room up the middle, Love past the 30 and close to a first down at the 34. Tackled at the 35-yard line. That's enough to move the sticks.
We did not see a ton of Jeremiah Love in the first half, but man, he looks explosive despite that right knee injury and the brace. First two carries looks really good. And Notre Dame doing what Marcus Freeman said, run the football early on.
Love had just three carries the entire first half. First and 10 on the Notre Dame 35. Trip formation to the left. Shotgun snap. Leonard hands it off to Love again. And again up the middle with room. Pass to 40. Diving to the 45. Got the 46-yard line. They're going to say his knee down just shy of the 45. Let's see if it's enough to move the chains or not. Tackled by Wheatley. It looks to be about a half yard short of the line to gain.
Notre Dame with three straight gap scheme runs with pullers coming from the backside to the front side, creating angles for the front side offensive lineman and getting some push. Feels like that's something, an adjustment that they made coming into the second half.
Love and Price both in the game. Leonard in shotgun between the two running backs, and he hands it off in short yardage off the left side, close to the line to gain as Price may not have gotten it. Good job up front that time by Rojas coming in to make the tackle, but it's a first down. 2 minutes gone by. Here in quarter number 3, it's 10-3. Penn State, Notre Dame on the move near midfield.
And Dave, in the first half, it was Penn State that was able to run the ball really well and really control time of possession and keep Notre Dame's defense on the field. Notre Dame doing a good job to start the second half of doing the same thing.
Shotgun set for Riley Leonard on first and 10 at the Notre Dame 46. He's in an empty backfield, two receivers right and two to the left. Snap to Leonard, three-step drop, looks right, throws a deep ball right sideline, and it's pulled in inside the 25-yard line by the true freshman running back, Aeneas Williams. He's tackled at the 20. The first big play on offense for Notre Dame, and it goes for 35 yards.
They motioned Aeneas Williams out of the backfield, and he's lined up one-on-one with Kobe King, who's not a great cover guy in space, more of an interior box linebacker, and the freshman running back ends up making a big play.
First down at the 20 of Penn State. Trips formation to the right. Single receiver left. Leonard takes the shotgun snap, hands off Williams left side with a crease, 15, 10, 5, and down to the 2-yard line. Back-to-back big plays for the true frosh, Aeneas Williams, gain of 18, first and goal at the 2.
And this Notre Dame offense has found some life. It started with the ability to run the football, and I really like Aeneas Williams as a true freshman. I think he's going to be a really good back before his career is all said and done.
They put the ball at the 4-yard line. First and goal from there. Notre Dame looking to tie the game. Trailed 10-0 at one point in the second quarter. Three receivers set. Going to be a quarterback run. Right side Leonard. He's hit at the 3 and stacked up there. He keeps pushing the pile, though. They didn't blow it dead. Now they do. They whistle him down at about the 3-yard line. A gain of 1. 11:25 to go in the third. It's 10-3 Penn State, second and goal coming up for Notre Dame.
It's kind of funny on that play. Riley Leonard got lifted up into the air by the Penn State defensive line, and then the Notre Dame offensive lineman came in and started to push the pile. So he actually landed in the end zone, but forward progress was stopped when he was lifted into the air.
Abdul Carter checking in the game here for Penn State. Second down and goal for Notre Dame on the Nittany Line 3-yard line. Three receivers to the left of Leonard. He's in the backfield with Jeremiah Love. Love is flanking Leonard to the quarterback's right. Leonard in shotgun. Snap to Leonard, and it's a design run for the quarterback straight ahead. And Leonard is into the end zone for the Notre Dame touchdown. The Irish fighting back. They trailed 10-0, and now a point after away from tying the game early in the third.
What a huge response drive, statement drive by Notre Dame offensively. Not only that you're able to go down and score a touchdown after getting 3 points at the end of the half, but the fact that Riley Leonard came out and finished it physically, a drive that was really stamped by Notre Dame's ability to run the football. Big time drive for the Irish.
It's the 16th rushing touchdown on the season for Leonard, 35th of his career, number 2 among active players. Mitch Jeter now on to tie the game, and the snap is good. So is the spot kick. Good. Game tied, 10 apiece with 10:46 to go in the third quarter. A spot in the national title game on the line here in Miami. You're listening to the College Football Playoff semifinal at the Capital One Orange Bowl on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. Mitch Jeter will boot it deep for Notre Dame from the Irish 35-yard line. It was 10-0. Riley Leonard got hurt. The backup quarterback, Steve Angeli, comes in late in the first half, leads the Irish down the field. They get a field goal. Leonard returns, and on the opening drive of the third quarter, they march down the field and tie the game. Let's see how Penn State responds. Kickoff high in the air, far side, end over end. And it's going to be fielded on the 1-yard line. Singleton, right side 10, 20. Met at the 22, and that's as far as he'll go. Penn State unable to get back to the 25. And here comes Drew Aller looking to play better than he did in the first half. Had an interception that was called back because of a penalty. Had a misfire on a short pass on third down to a running back. Nicholas Singleton was open. If it's a better throw, Singleton walks in for a touchdown. Instead, it was incomplete.
And there were a number of throws in the first half where that I would consider layups. Throws that a top quarterback has to hit. 5 of 13 in the first half for Drew Aller.
First down in the Penn State 22. Receiver to the left and two to the right. Shotgun formation for Aller. And now he's in the pistol. Takes the snap and hands it off to the running back behind him, Catron Allen. And he runs up the middle maybe for 2 to the 24-yard line. Wrestled down. Look at all the bodies on the pile. Very physical start to this third quarter.
It's as fresh as we've seen Notre Dame's defense look in a while. Remember the second quarter? Felt like Penn State had the ball nearly the entire time. Long drives that really taxed this Notre Dame defense, particularly the defensive front. They've had a long time in real time to breathe and catch their breath. And they came out inspired on that first play. We'll see if it continues.
Second down and 8. They lined up Tyler Warren at Wildcat quarterback. Now they shift him wide to the left. Allen moves back into the quarterback spot. Takes the snap. Three-step drop, throw to the right side, and it's caught at about the 26-yard line, and up to about the 28 is Warren. And he shoved out of bounds near the 30 by Xavier Watt, so it's a gain of 6. He did not get the first down. They're actually going to stay, let's see, we're looking to see where they say he stepped out. They might be moving the ball back a little bit here. And nope, they've got it now at the 30. It is third down and about 2.
Tyler Warren caught that for about a 2-yard gain and then just used his 260 pounds to back himself closer and closer to that first down marker.
Aller in the gun on third down and 2. Big third down here early on in the quarter with 9:25 to go. Aller hands it off, running to the left side, Allen, and he's not going to get there. Driven down a yard short of the line to gain by Christian Gray. And so it's fourth down, and Penn State is going to have to punt the ball from its own 30-yard line with 9 minutes to go in the third, and the game tied at 10 apiece.
The physical front for Notre Dame ends up making a big difference on this, but the edge was set by the defensive backs, turning that ball in back to the defensive linemen. Really nice possession by that Notre Dame defensively.
Riley Thompson standing at his 15-yard line to punt. Max Herleman at the Notre Dame 30 to our left. The punt is good. High and deep, end over end, far side. Fair catch made around the 30-yard line by Herleman. So ends up only being a 40-yard punt. Looked a little bit better leaving the foot of the punter, but kind of died in the air as Herleman ran forward and moved to his left to secure that ball. So it'll be Notre Dame football at its 30-yard line when we come back with 8:41 to go in the third. The game tied 10-10. This is the College Football Playoff semifinal at the Capital One Orange Bowl on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. Price is the running back to the right of Riley. Leonard is in shotgun. A bunch set to the right. Leonard to throw. Quick pass right side. Caught at the 30-yard line. Near side 35-40. And to the 42-yard line is Faison. A first down. Drag down after a gain of 12.
Jordan Faison, the excellent lacrosse player as well. Very rare for a guy to be a first-line midfielder in lacrosse. He was that for the 16-1 Notre Dame lacrosse team that ended up winning a national championship. This might be his second-best sport. He's got a lot of juice at the receiver position.
First and 10 on the Notre Dame 41. Three receivers to the left. Price in the backfield. Riley with him. Riley takes the shotgun snap, hands it off to Price straight ahead. And Price up to about the 43 and then slammed to the ground. Big hit that time by Kobe King after a 2-yard run. 7:50 to go in the third. Game tied, 10 apiece.
I think you're going to see Notre Dame continue to be dedicated to that run game, sprinkle in a couple of passes to see if they can get plays on the perimeter. On a second and long, these are the situations where we really see how committed Notre Dame is to that run game.
These teams met every year from 1981 to 1992. This game kind of feels like that. Short, a lot of run plays, low scoring. Second and 8 at the Notre Dame 43. Three receivers to the left, shotgun snap and a run play to the left side. Price in trouble in the backfield, trying to get the edge. He cannot run Abdul Carter. He tracked him down and took him to the ground for a 2-yard loss at the 41-yard line, bringing up third down and long for Notre Dame.
The guy is just all over the place. I mean, the athleticism to be able to get wide once Zane Durant pushed him there. It looked like a linebacker. He beat the linebackers to the football with his athleticism. My goodness, is he having a great game.
So it's third down and 10, putting Riley Leonard in an obvious passing situation. Ball on the Irish 41-yard line in a tie game, 10-10 with 6:45 to go in the third. Trips to the right. Leonard out of shotgun, takes the snap, drops straight back, looks over the middle, throws. It is juggled and incomplete. A big hit as the ball arrived. Mitchell Evans couldn't pull it in. Cam Miller was there defensively for Penn State. And Notre Dame's going to have to punt the ball in fourth and 10.
And Riley Leonard used up just about every single millisecond he had before he took a hit from Abdul Carter, who was breathing down his neck. It's the quickness of the pressure that Abdul Carter has been able to create against these offensive tackles for Notre Dame has been startling, and it's forced Notre Dame to throw the ball short or else they risk a sack.
James Rendell will punt from his 25. Zion Tracy back at the Penn State 15. Snap to Rendell, steps into the punt on the 30-yard line, almost got blocked. Good punt, though, far side. And Tracy fields it and gets drilled at the 12-yard line. He hung onto the ball. There's no penalty for kick-catch interference. Luke Talich with a huge hit after a 44-yard punt.
It was a really good timing job by Luke Talich, getting there just when the ball arrives, just after the ball arrived, and a good hit, nothing up high, no targeting, just a really good football play.
Although a little surprised they didn't throw the flag. He was awfully close. He was about a step and a half away from the return man. So 6:32 to go, third quarter. Penn State has the ball on its 15-yard line. When we come back, it's Penn State 10, Notre Dame 10. This is the College Football Playoff semifinal at the Capital One Orange Bowl on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. Nittany Lion football, first and 10 on their 15-yard line. Drew Aller in shotgun. Two receivers right, two left. Aller takes the snap. Back to throw. Fires over the middle. Caught by Warren at the 25. Far side 30. 35. Spilled at the 37. That's a gain of 25 yards and a first down.
A good quick motion from Tyler Warren from the outside receiver into the slot created the separation for him to find space over the middle.
Quick snap and a run play off the left side at the 37 out to the 40. Nicholas Singleton dropped there. Gain of three. A bring up second down and seven for Penn State from its 40-yard line. Going with some tempo again. Aller in the pistol. Singleton behind him. Aller takes. Play action pass. Stepping up. Far side. Running straight ahead. Got back to the line of scrimmage before he was tackled. No gain on the play. Drake Bowen there defensively. So third down and seven now.
I thought Drew Aller had an opportunity to dump into Tyler Warren quick on that last play. But the angle of the pass rusher, R.J. Open, probably forced him to tuck that down and run. But a big third and long here with Notre Dame having all the momentum.
Penn State 2 of 8 on third down. Third and 7 from its 40. Trips right, single receiver left. Aller out of shotgun, flanked to his left by Nicholas Singleton. And the play clock down to 5. Snap to Aller. Blitz coming. It's picked up. Aller in trouble, though, in the middle of the pocket. And he gets out of there initially, running to his left, but then finally sacked back at the 30-yard line. A handful of Fighting Irish defenders in the backfield. It ends in a loss of about 10, and Penn State will have to punt it away.
It was good coverage on the back end to take away the initial read. And then I think it was the young freshman phenom, Bryce Young, who got there first. And then it was an absolute rally to the football. Really nice job by Notre Dame defensively that has really stymied Penn State up front in the second half.
It was Viliamu Asa, the true freshman, that was there first. Here's the punt from the 20-yard line. It's a line drive. Backing up, though, is Herleman to his 30. Fields it there. Makes the first man miss on the near side. And Herleman dropped at the 29. Fielded it on his 20. Got to the 29 before the tackle was made by Clifford. 48-yard punt, 9-yard return, 4 minutes and 26 seconds remaining here in the third quarter. The game tied at 10 apiece. Notre Dame football.
You know, Dave, if this was a boxing match, it felt like a game where Notre Dame was really sort of wobbling towards the end of the first half. And then a guy named Steve Angeli came into the game, went 6-for-7 and drove them down to the field. And that field goal probably gave Notre Dame a lot of confidence going into the half, knowing that they had gotten something going. And now here in that second half, it just feels like defensively they've been more physical. They've stopped the run. They've figured out what Penn State's doing. And offensively, they've been able to create just enough where they were able to get, obviously, the touchdown. We'll see what happens here on, but Notre Dame's really regained and found their footing in this game.
All right, let's go down to the field, and Chris.
Yeah, when Notre Dame was able to move the football, the majority of the time, Abdul Carter was not out on the football field on that drive. I do want to go back to the last Penn State defensive play. Abdul Carter thrown to the ground on that injured left shoulder. He was slow to get up. He came back to the sidelines, you could tell, wincing in some pain. He did not receive any treatment, but just watching his body language from the first half to the second half, where he was jumping and dancing and smiling, you can tell now, slow to get up, powering through that pain. I am told there is no structural damage to the left shoulder. It's just a pain tolerance. We'll see how much he's able to power through in the second half.
Yeah, let's see if he's out here for this first down play. The Big Ten Defensive Player of the Year and First Team All-America has got a sack, a tackle for a loss, 12 sacks, 22 and a half tackles for loss this season.
It's unbelievable the production that he's been able to have. And then on third downs, they've used him at linebacker level where they've been able to find matchups on the interior, but he has terrorized these offensive tackles in this game and has shown why I think he'll be a top five pick in this upcoming draft. But the difference between him being on the field and off the field is so stark that shoulder injury, even if he takes off a play or two here and there, I mean, it could be massive in a game where you never know which play is going to be the key play.
Notre Dame lost its left tackle, Anthony Knapp, in the first half. Riley Leonard got hurt late, but he's back on the field and played every snap here in the third quarter. For more on Notre Dame, here's Taylor.
Well, Dave, another significant injury on Notre Dame's side. Star receiver Bo Collins is out for the rest of the game. He led the team in receiving yards this season, so a big loss at receiver for the Fighting Irish.
All right, Taylor, yeah, you had a touchdown against Georgia. We've seen Faison with a couple of catches. The big catch was by the running back, Aeneas Williams, his 14th catch of the season. That set up the Notre Dame touchdown. Irish ball, again, on their 28-yard line, first down and 10. In a 10-10 game here in the third quarter, Abdul Carter not on the field for this first down play defensively. Smith Vilbert is his replacement. Jeremiah Love, the running back. Riley Leonard in shotgun, first down on the Notre Dame 28. Two receivers left and one to the right. Tight end on the left side of the formation. Play clock, 15, plenty of time. Leonard, patient, now takes the snap. Quick drop, quick throw to the tight end right side. Caught at the 35. It's Mitchell Evans, and he's thrown out of play on the near sideline at the 38-yard line, close to the first down. Looks to be a yard short. Kobe King on the tackle.
You've got to anticipate it if you're Notre Dame, but anytime you can get a running back or a tight end matched up on Kobe King or any of these linebackers, that is a matchup that I think Notre Dame can continue to exploit.
Second and one on the Notre Dame 37. Again, it's Love, the running back. Shotgun formation for Leonard. Penn State right now has too many guys on the field, but allowed to substitute because Notre Dame did. So Leonard now changing the play, taking advantage of that once he saw the rotation by the D lineman for Penn State. Play clock at 4. Snap to Leonard. Quarterback run up the middle. And Leonard stood up before he gets to the first down marker. Wheatley in there leading the charge with others for Penn State. It'll bring up third down with 3.5 to go in the third, and the game tied at 10 apiece.
That last sequence was interesting because Penn State was really slow. They took about 15 to 20 seconds off the play clock with that defensive substitution. If Notre Dame subs late, that could really come into play. But now we've got a stoppage for some reason.
Waiting from Michael Vandevelde, the referee, to tell us what's going on. I think just a measurement.
Yeah.
They've got the ball set down. Abdul Carter is over on the Penn State sideline, so he's not been out yet on this possession defensively for Penn State. Clock stop at 3:17 to go in the third. Game tied at 10. Official measurement. It was 10-0 Penn State. Notre Dame came storming back to tie the game early in the third quarter. And he is short by just a couple of inches, if that. So it'll be third down and one for Notre Dame on its 37-yard line. What do you expect here?
I think if they're going to keep the ball on the ground, the question is it Riley Leonard or is it one of the running backs? I would anticipate it being Riley Leonard to get that plus one number in the run game. Penn State's going to anticipate that. So Notre Dame has to handle the two guys in the middle. Looks like it's Kozia Izard and Zane Durant, the defensive tackles. Those guys, when they're able to create penetration, that's what can stop any sort of quarterback or downhill run from Notre Dame.
Notre Dame leaves the huddle on the sideline and races to the line of scrimmage. Love is in the backfield with Leonard on third down and one. They've got Leonard in shotgun despite this third and inches on the Notre Dame 37. Two receivers left. Snap to Leonard. He's going to run it up left tackle, lunging. Going to be close to the first down at the 38-yard line. Initial spot looks good if you're a Notre Dame fan. He had Love in front blocking for the quarterback that time. It's going to be a first down for the Irish.
Riley Leonard getting the tough yardage. And it wasn't by much, but I think that initial lunge, while he got pushed back after, I think that initial lunge was just enough to get the first down for Notre Dame. Really nice job giving just a little crease for the quarterback.
Four receivers, two to either side. Riley Leonard out of shotgun on first and 10 at the Notre Dame 39. Leonard takes the snap, stands in the pocket, steps up, gets hit, and taken down at the 37-yard line by Dennis Sutton. A one-yard sack for Dennis Sutton. He had 6.5 sacks on the year coming in for Penn State.
Riley Leonard wanted something quick, and once he didn't see it, didn't like what he saw, tried to tuck it and run, but denied Dennis Sutton, had his eyes on the quarterback, retraced his pass rush back towards the line of scrimmage. He was able to tackle Leonard before he got back to the original line of scrimmage.
90 seconds to go in the third in a 10-10 game. Second and 12 in the Notre Dame 37. Shotgun set for Leonard. Takes the snap, and he hands it off to Love up the gut. And Love is only to the 40 before he's knocked down. So a gain of just three on the play. Third and long for Leonard and the Notre Dame offense nearing 1 minute to play here in the third. And Abdul Carter trotting out on the field to rush the passer.
He came on with Amin Vanover, who is the other pass rush specialist at the defensive end position. They're going to have Abdul Carter off the line, likely to scoot up to the line of scrimmage as the cadence goes and get matched up on one of these guards.
Four receivers, two right, two left. Third down and nine on the Notre Dame 40. Shotgun snap, Leonard three-step drop. Hit as he throws, floating it left side and adjusting the ball on the far side and making the catch is Jaden Greathouse as he's tackled in Penn State territory after a gain of 18 at the 42-yard line.
Just a little short fade. The pressure was in the face of Riley Leonard almost immediately, and in the face of that pressure, there was a great back shoulder throw from the slot to Jaden Greathouse.
First and 10 on the 42 of the Nittany Lions. Leonard out of shotgun with three receivers, takes the snap. Straight drop back, pumps to his right, moves to his left, takes off. Far side 40, scoots out of play at the 38-yard line. So a gain of four or five there for Leonard, scrambling and leaving the pocket with 25 seconds to go here late in the third quarter in the game, tied at 10 apiece.
It's one of the first times where we saw the pass rush lanes of Penn State fail him. Amin Vanover goes inside, loses contain, and Riley Leonard's able to escape to the edge. I wonder if Notre Dame's going to run a play before the end of the third quarter.
10 seconds on the game clock, 15 on the play clock. Second and five at the 38 of Penn State. Leonard in shotgun, takes the snap, hands it off. Love off left tackle and down to the 35-yard line before he stopped. Three more yards, but short of a first down. That takes us to the fourth quarter, 15 minutes away from a spot in the national championship on Monday, January 20th in Atlanta. Notre Dame 10, Penn State 10, a big third and short for Notre Dame at the Penn State 35 when we start the fourth quarter. This is the College Football Playoff semifinal at the Capital One Orange Bowl on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. Third and two, though, at the 35 of Penn State. They put Riley Leonard under center. We haven't seen this a lot. He takes the snap and hands it off on a jet sweep near side to Jaden Thomas at the 30, at the 20, and tackled at the 17. Jaden Thomas, a 6'1", 220-pound wide receiver, gets a handoff moving to his left, and it goes for 18 yards.
I love this play in short yardage because it's so hard to stop big, physical, athletic players when your defense is forced to go horizontally and you only need a little bit of yardage. Really nice play call by Mike Denbrock to get Jaden Thomas on the edge.
First down and 10 at the 16 of Penn State. Leonard in shotgun, Price to his right, two receivers right, and one to the left. Snap to Leonard, three-step drop, pump fake, now lobs right side into the end zone. Incomplete, a flag down. The intended target was Eli Raridan. Kobe King, a linebacker in coverage. Likely pass interference here on the Nittany Lions in the opening minute of a tie game here in the fourth quarter. Raridan has just nine catches this season, but a red zone target, two touchdowns.
Number 41, defense. First down, Notre Dame.
They didn't announce the yardage there.
And it looked like Kobe King grabbed the left arm of Eli Raridan as they were going down the field. And the Notre Dame pass game has sort of been quick game underneath and what I would call quick game deep down the field. Find the favorable matchup with fades against your receivers, running backs, or tight ends and throw that. And that time it results in a penalty to get them to the two-yard line.
First and goal, Leonard in shotgun after the 15-yard penalty. Two receivers right, one to the left. Penn State stacking the box, snap to Leonard, handoff Love at the four, breaks a tackle, running to the two, puts his head down, dives into the end zone for the touchdown. One of the best runs we've seen in college football this year. He should have been stopped twice. Penn State had a ton of cracks at Jeremiah Love. They couldn't get him down. Love eventually lunged into the end zone for the go-ahead touchdown.
An unbelievable championship-level individual effort by Jeremiah Love. You said it, multiple cracks at the running back. He was up in the air at one point, two guys wrapped around him, and he had the wherewithal to lunge for the end zone and get in, bouncing off of one tackler, splitting two others. Man, that was the most exciting two-yard run I've seen all season.
17th touchdown on the ground for Jeremiah Love. And now Mitch Jeter on for the point after. 14:07 to go here in the fourth. The kick is up and good. Penn State trails for the first time in the college football playoff. Notre Dame is stormed back after a 10-0 deficit with 17 straight points to go up 7 early in the fourth. Let's check in with Taylor.
Dave, right after that touchdown, I was standing by Marcus Freeman, and he puts his right arm up flexing, waits till Jeremiah Love came all the way towards him before he released that flex. A big smile on his face, fired up down here, and you can just feel the momentum shift. In the first half, it felt like there was really no energy on the sideline. That has completely shifted, and Notre Dame feels like they have all the momentum in this game right now.
Just an incredible run that time by Love to give Notre Dame the lead. Now, can Penn State bounce back? We have not seen the Nittany line offense do much of anything since midway through the second quarter.
And as you said, Dave, this is the first time they've trailed in the college football playoff. There's been this feeling about Penn State that they can't win games where they are the underdog. They came into this game as a slight underdog. We're up 10-0. Now they find themselves down 17-10 and really have had no answers offensively in the second half.
Mitch Jeter will kick it deep. Nicholas Singleton elected to return the last kick and did not make it to the 25-yard line. 14:07 on the clock here in the fourth quarter. 17-10, Notre Dame leads. Jeter steps into it, and it's a little bit short of the goal line. Fair caught, so it's a touchback at the 2-yard line by Singleton. Penn State will start on its 25-yard line. And the Notre Dame crowd, you can hear them just below us and to our left, cheering on the Irish, seeking to get an inch closer to something that has eluded them for the last 37 years, and that's a national championship. They have 11, but the last one was in 1988. It's their third trip to the college football playoff. They lost in the semifinals in 2018 and 2020, lost in the BCS national title game to Bama back in 2012. First down for Penn State on its 25. Shotgun snap, Aller, off play action, drops back to throw, lobs it far side, open is Warren, he caught it to 45, close to midfield, and knocked out of bounds. A gain of 27 on one of the best pass plays of the day for Penn State, but Warren is shaken up and still down over in front of the Penn State bench.
Well, they did a great job of motioning him in. It was one-on-one with Adon Shuler, great throw by Drew Aller, and Tyler Warren hit the ground hard on that hit by Adon Shuler.
Ooh, his head, Roddy, when he landed, his head went backwards and drilled the turf. Hopefully Warren's okay. Not on the field right now for first down at the 48-yard line of Notre Dame. 13:51 to go, fourth quarter. Big play to start that drive for Penn State.
That was the first real throw that we've seen from Drew Aller that made you go, wow. Not a gimme throw, and he made it perfectly.
Three receivers to the right, and Aller takes a snap. Shovel pass straight ahead to the tight end. Dinkins, his first touch, and he gets hit right away at the line of scrimmage. Viliamu Asa was there defensively along with Rubio at the line of scrimmage, maybe a yard on the play.
And Gabriel Rubio's done a really nice job in the interior filling in for Riley Mills, who's moves all around that Notre Dame defensive line. But last week, Rubio's first start, he's done a nice job here tonight, especially in the second half.
Second and 9 for Penn State at the Notre Dame 47. They go with three men wide right, one left. Allen shotgun to his right. Catron Allen, the running back. Snap to Aller. And he keeps it running straight ahead, 45-40, and close to the first down at the 38-yard line. Drew Aller, 6'5", 240 pounds, able to move the chains with his legs, a gain of 10 on the play.
One of the big improvements for Drew Aller this year was his ability to affect the game with his legs. And they don't do it a ton with him, but they do it just enough to make you think and keep you honest on the backside of some of those zone plays.
First and 10 for Penn State at the Notre Dame 38. 2.5 minutes into the fourth, trailing Notre Dame by 7. Aller in shotgun. Got two receivers to his left, two running backs in the backfield. Aller takes play action, looks downfield, throws short left. It's caught. Dinkins wide open, far side 30, 25, 20, and down to side the 20 at the 18-yard line. That's a 20-yard gain for Dinkins, who's out there for the injured Tyler Warren.
There was a lot going on that play. You had Luke Reynolds, one of the tight ends, going one way up the field. Dinkins was in line to the right, ends up slipping out after the play action back to the left. The little tight end dump back to the backside ends up being a really nice play for Penn State.
Warren back on the field, wide to the right for Penn State on first and 10 at the 18-yard line of Notre Dame. Aller in the shotgun takes the snap. And he hands it off. Running to the right is Allen, trying to get the corner at the 15 to 10. Close to the first down, slammed down at the 8-yard line. Looks to be just short of the line to gain with 11 and a half to go in the fourth. Great response by Penn State, looking to tie the game. Trailing by 7, they have a second and 1 on the Notre Dame 9.
And it felt like Andy Koldenick, he's done a really good job of being able to go to plays that he know they can hit. Penn State got away with a bit of a hole. Julian Fleming had the jersey of Christian Gray on the edge. Doesn't get called, and it ends up in a first down for the Nittany Lions.
Yeah, they say first down. So first and goal on the 8-yard line for Penn State. Allen is in the backfield with Aller. Two receivers to the right and one to the left. Aller takes the shotgun snap and hands it off. Allen running left. Nowhere to go. Dropped at the line of scrimmage. Good job up front by Notre Dame. Gabriel Rubio there with the hit. And it'll be second down and goal.
Penn State's already held Notre Dame has already held Penn State to a field goal inside the 10-yard line once in this game. The defense has consistently come up big in the red zone during this college football playoff run. This is a big opportunity for them to stymie some of the momentum that Penn State's got.
Two receivers near side right, two tight ends on the left side of the line, including Tyler Warren. Allen shotgun takes the snap. It's a run play to the right. It's Singleton to the 5, gets to the 1, powers his way into the end zone for the touchdown. Nicholas Singleton with his second touchdown run of the game, and with 10:20 to go, Penn State a point after away from tying up this semifinal.
We wondered how Penn State would respond being down for the first time in this college football playoff, and that drive shows us that they absolutely are here to play. It's a really nice job of being patient by Nicholas Singleton, letting the momentum of the defense and the offensive linemen wash everything down from left to right, and then cutting back to the left into the end zone.
What a drive by Penn State, marching down the field. Now the extra point try is up and good from Ryan Barker, and we are all even at 17 apiece. We've got 10:20 to go in what should be a fantastic finish here in Miami. You're listening to the College Football Playoff Semifinal at the Capital One Orange Bowl on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app. Swosu kicking off left to right from 35. Harrison is deep, and he's going to let this one sail over his head into the end zone for a touchback. Notre Dame will start on the 25 with the game tied at 17 apiece. 10:20 to play here in the fourth quarter.
I know we talked about it on that Penn State drive, but man, did that feel like a big one with Notre Dame having all the momentum. And now it comes down to which quarterback is able to make plays and avoid the disastrous plays, and which offensive line can continue to lean on the defensive line of the opposing team and help them run the football.
First down on the Notre Dame 25 with Love in the backfield next to Leonard, who's in shotgun. One receiver left and two to the right. Abdul Carter lined up at left outside linebacker. Leonard straight drop back on first down. Fires near side. Intercepted at the 40-yard line. Going up into the air, a defensive lineman. Denied Dennis Sutton. Picks it off at the 40-yard line before he falls down. Big mistake by Leonard. His second interception of the game. Penn State in business now.
It is a phenomenal play by Denied Dennis Sutton, who dropped from his defensive end position underneath the tight end, Mitchell Evans, going up the seam, and Riley Leonard just makes a bad throw. It's too flat. There's no air under it, and Denied Dennis Sutton makes a really nice play for a big man, snagging it with his hands and coming down. He's had as good a game as anybody not named Abdul Carter on that Penn State defense.
Any chance he didn't see him, didn't expect the D lineman to drop that time?
It's very possible, but even so, I'm not sure that was the right throw to make, even if there was nobody there.
First down for Penn State at the Notre Dame 39. Allerin shotgun, tight end to either side of the formation. Aller takes the snap, turns, and hands it off. Running to the right side of the 40, to the 35, and down to the 34 is Catron Allen. Wrapped up there after a gain of about five. We're at the 10-minute mark here in the fourth. The game tied at 17 apiece.
And, Dave, we've mentioned this a couple times today, but Notre Dame, the number one team in the country at forcing takeaways with 31 on the season. The only game they lost the turnover margin this season was that Northern Illinois loss back on September 7th. They have been phenomenal with the turnover margin, down two turnovers to none in this one, with Penn State having taken the ball away twice.
On second and six at the 35, Aller drops back to throw, pass left side incomplete. Trying to connect with Harrison Wallace. Leonard Moore in coverage. Third down.
Drew Aller had a really nice drive on the last one, but he's going to look back at this game and think, if I had just hit the passes that were open, Penn State could be running away with this ball game. Harrison Wallace could have had a pretty big game had Aller been able to hit him in stride.
2 of 9 on third down. Third and six on the Notre Dame 35 would be about a 53-yard field goal from here. Ryan Barker's long this year is 49. Three receivers left, one to the right. Allen in the backfield with Aller, who takes the shotgun snap. A quarterback draw straight ahead, 35-30. Aller bounces off a defender, gets the first down inside the 25 and down to the 24. Big Drew Aller bouncing off Adon Shuler, picks up 10 yards and a first down.
And Notre Dame sends a blitz. Jaden Osberry's coming right up the middle, and Catron Allen picks him up. Drake Bowen was at the line of scrimmage and dropped back into coverage, which allowed Nick Dawkins, the center, to get out on him. And Drew Aller once again using his mobility to pick up a first down.
9 minutes to go in a tie game in the fourth. First down, Penn State, after the interception at the Notre Dame 24. Aller in the pistol, Allen behind him. Receiver left and right. Two tight ends attached to the line of scrimmage. Snap to Aller. He drops back to pass, looking downfield, floating it deep left side. It is underthrown, and it is intercepted. Jack Kaiser picks off the pass in the end zone, intended for Tyler Warren. FBS leading 32nd takeaway. If it stands, there's a penalty flag down. Hold everything. The officials are having a conversation downfield. Big 12 crew.
Pass interference, number 0. Defense, 15-yard penalty. Automatic, first down.
They get Xavier Watts for the penalty. So instead of an interception, that's the second interception by Notre Dame wiped out by penalty. It's going to be a first down for Penn State. And they called it on Watts. It was Shuler that made contact with Tyler Warren. It had to have been on number 8, not number 0.
Yeah, I agree. And look, it was probably unnecessary. I think Jack Kaiser picks that ball off no matter what. But it's the right call. Adon Shuler never turned around to play the football. Hands up in the air. Tyler Warren goes up for the ball. And Adon Shuler hits him. It's an unfortunate play for Notre Dame, but it's the right call by this crew.
8:42 to go. Game tied 17-17. First and goal for Penn State at the Notre Dame 9-yard line. The officials are now having another conversation. Looks like some debris has been thrown onto the field on the far side. Let's check in with Chris.
Yeah, the delay in the game right now is because this end zone is backed up to where the Notre Dame fans are. A lot of the students, they've been throwing things onto the field, and that's what has caused the delay. Notre Dame players are still out here, though, raising their hands, wanting them to be loud.
All right, Chris, first and goal on the 9. Penn State looking to take the lead. They led 10-0 in the first half and then trailed 17-10. Aller in shotgun, two receivers left. Snap to Aller. Going to hand it off to Allen off the left edge. Cuts back to the right at the 8-yard line and down there. So maybe 2 at the most, tackled by Bowen. It'll be second and goal as we near 8 minutes to go in a tie game in the fourth quarter.
The last time Penn State had an interception wiped off the board by a penalty, they still were held to a field goal by this Notre Dame defense. That is going to be the key for Notre Dame down the stretch. It has been all game long. But I don't know how you can put the ball in the hands of Drew Aller consistently unless he's running the football, because he's just been so inconsistent today.
Two backs in the backfield with the quarterback Aller in between on second and goal from the 7-yard line. Snap to Aller, run play to the left, Singleton to the 5, Singleton to the goal line, and in the end zone. A Penn State touchdown for Singleton, his third of the day, and the Nittany Lions have the lead again, 23-17 with 7:55 to play.
Penn State converting on the Notre Dame mistake. The interception turns into a touchdown and a little good fortune on their side, with Notre Dame's defense having the unforced error of the pass interference wiping off what would have been an interception. But you don't apologize for mistakes by the other guy. You just convert it into points, and Penn State did that.
So far, 9 points off turnovers, looking to make it 10 with Ryan Barker on there for the extra point. Snap, spot, kick, up, perfect. Lead is 7 for Penn State. 14 points in just a few minutes' time to retake the lead. They call pass interference on Shuler of Notre Dame, making contact with Tyler Warren on an underthrown ball that was intercepted by the Irish. The penalty wipes out the pick, and a few plays later, Penn State's in the end zone. Leads now 24-17 with 7:55 to go. This is the College Football Playoff semifinal at the Capital One Orange Bowl on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. Wosu will kick off for Penn State from his 35-yard line. Jaden Harrison is back for Notre Dame. Harrison very dangerous with the ball in his hands. Wosu really has not given him a shot. Had good hang time on his kickoffs. Wosu moving forward, boots it high, end over end deep, and fielded by Harrison 2 yards deep in the end zone. Going to run it out straight ahead of the 10, and he stumbles. Friendly fire, he ran into his teammate Max Herleman as he was trying to run straight ahead, and he got tackled at about the 15-yard line.
I like the aggressiveness, though, by Jaden Harrison. I mean, having already taken one back for a touchdown, well, why not go ahead and try it? You don't like the result, but I like trying to make a play.
7:49 to go. Each team with 3 timeouts. We will get the benefit of the 2-minute official timeout as well. 24-17, Penn State leads. Notre Dame with a 1st and 10. Inside its 20-yard line, they spot it at the 19. Leonard in shotgun. Price is the running back to his left. And it's going to be Price running right, and he's hit in the backfield and spun down at the 15-yard line by Zane Durant. That's a loss of 4 on the play.
It looked like Zane Durant was playing against air on that. He was not touched at all by this Notre Dame offensive line. And it looked like Notre Dame might have gotten into a situation where either they were reading Zane Durant or they just didn't block him.
2nd and 14 after the 4-yard loss from the Notre Dame 15. Riley Leonard takes the shotgun snap. Going to throw. Near side pass caught at the 20-yard line. 25, Great House out of bounds at about the 26. They cleared out the left side. Maybe a pick play to free up Jaden Greathouse. He gets 11 yards, and it's going to be 3rd down and about 3.
I think it was a miscommunication by Penn State in the defensive secondary. I think they expected expected to switch off responsibilities, the corner and the safety, but both of them with the inside receiver, and there was nobody on the outside.
So it is 3rd down and 3 on the 26-yard line of Notre Dame. Leonard in shotgun. Williams, the running back, to his left, 2 receivers right, and 1 to the left. Snap to Leonard. Short set. Looks left, steps up, now dumps it off over the middle. Caught at the 32-yard line, a 1st down. Greathouse tackled there. Leonard kept that play alive, moving to his left. Looked like he might run. Dumped it off at the last second to move the sticks.
And when it looked like he might run, it forced the Penn State defense to commit to stopping Riley Leonard, leaving Jaden Greathouse wide open. It's a good job of moving just away from Tony Rojas, the linebacker, enough to create a lane to throw that football.
So 1st and 10 for Notre Dame, nearing 6 minutes to play in the game. Notre Dame down 7 to Penn State, 24-17. First and 10 for the Irish on their 32. Jeremiah Love in the backfield with Riley Leonard. Leonard takes the shotgun snap. Straight drop back. Short throw right side. Caught by Love at the 35. Lunges for the 38 as he's taken down by two defenders, including Kobe King, who lost his helmet. He'll have to leave for a play.
I don't know if there's any way for Notre Dame to find Kobe King's replacement. Tyler Eldson has only played 123 snaps this year. But I would try and target number 43.
Game clock operator, please reset the game clock to 5 minutes, 54 seconds. Play clock on 40, please.
It'll be second down and 4 for the Irish on their 38-yard line. You just heard referee Michael Vandevelde from the Big 12 telling them to add time on the clock. 5:54 to go in the fourth quarter. Notre Dame going right to left. The white tops, gold helmets, and gold pants. Shotgun formation for Leonard. To his left is Jeremiah Love. One receiver right, three men wide left. Snap to Leonard, quarterback draw up the middle. Past the 40 and out to about the 44 for a first down is Riley Leonard. We've seen that so often from this Notre Dame offense. Gain of 6 and a first down.
And that's where Kobe King usually occupies the middle. They were able to create a crease on the defensive line to get the first down.
Going with tempo, first down in the Notre Dame 44. Two receivers right, two to the left. Shotgun set for Leonard. Now Leonard will audible at the line of scrimmage. With a game clock at 5:20, play clock at 17. First down in the Irish 44. Snap to Leonard. It's an option. He pitches it to Love running left. He hurdles a defender, gets back to the line of scrimmage and maybe a yard or two before he steps out on the near sideline at the 46-yard line. It was Kobe King that Jeremiah Love jumped over.
Jeremiah Love has had two runs for a total of about 5 yards that are the most exciting runs that you've seen. I mean, the hurdle over Kobe King. Kobe King wasn't even very low. He's probably at 5'10". He's 6'1". He's bent 3 inches, and Jeremiah Love cleared him easily.
Four receivers set. Two right, two left on 2nd and 8 for Notre Dame from its 46. Inside, 5 minutes to go. Penn State leads 24-17. Leonard back to pass. Looking deep. Firing far side. Wide open. Caught at the 30. Greathouse. Turns left to the 20. At the 10. The 5. Touchdown! Notre Dame a point away from tying the game with 4:38 to go as Riley Leonard finds a wide open Jaden Greathouse, 54 yards.
It was man-to-man coverage, and Cam Miller, who was on Jaden Greathouse, fell down, got his feet tied up, and ended up on the ground. Riley Leonard identified it correctly, threw the ball to Greathouse, who made the safety miss. And Notre Dame finally has some good fortune go their way with the corner falling down, able to create a 54-yard explosive into the end zone.
19th touchdown pass of the season for Leonard. It's the longest pass play this season for Notre Dame, and it comes with a spot in the national title game on the line. And now the extra point attempt from Mitch Jeter to tie the game with 4:38 to go. Snap, ball down, kick on the way, and perfect. The game is tied at 24 apiece. Penn State will have the ball with 3 timeouts and the official 2-minute timeout. When we come back in a tie ball game, 24-24, 4:38 to go, this is the College Football Playoff semifinal at the Capital One Orange Bowl on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. Kicking off from the 35-yard line right to left, a bullet that's going to land the 2 on the near side and go into the end zone for a touchback. So it comes out to the 25-yard line. Aller, a true junior, 20 years old, looking to lead his team down the field to potentially win the game. A spot in the national title at stake. Texas, Ohio State meet tomorrow. The Goodyear Cotton Bowl Classic. Winner of that game, winner of this game meet in the College Football Playoff National Championship Monday, January 20th at Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta. First and 10 on the Penn State 25. Singleton in the backfield with Aller, who's in shotgun. Two receivers left and two to the right. Warren is the tight end in the slot right. Penalty flag movement by Penn State.
False start, number 10. Offense, 5-yard penalty, first down.
Mental error by Singleton, a 5-yard penalty.
Notre Dame had one of those coming out of half. A delay of game to start their drive, and now Penn State dealing with a first and 15 in a crucial time.
Four receivers, two right, two left. First and 15 at the 20 of Penn State. Allen shotgun, Singleton to his left. Again, they've got Warren, the outstanding tight end, in the slot right. Allen to throw on a three-step drop, dumps it off short right, caught Singleton 20. Near side 25, and grabbed and pushed out of bounds at about the 30. Jack Kaiser was the defender making the play, but that's a good play. 10 yards on first and 15.
And they used Tyler Warren as a bit of a decoy to set a pick for Nicholas Singleton, who lined up on the left side of the offensive formation to the left of Drew Aller, and ended up escaping to the right flat, making Jack Kaiser go across the formation through Tyler Warren to be able to make the tackle.
Second and 5 in the Penn State 30. 4 minutes to go in a tie game, 24 apiece. Aller in shotgun. Two tight ends to the left. Aller hands it off, running to the right at the 30-yard line. Singleton stood up at the 32, and they blow it dead there. Gain of a couple, going to be 3rd and 3. Tui Alamak on the stop for Notre Dame with 3:45 and counting to go here in the ballgame.
Jalen Snead had an opportunity to wrangle Nicholas Singleton in the backfield, but all he could get was cloth, and Singleton's able to break the tackle. 3rd and short, Drew Aller's legs have been huge in these situations in the second half.
He's going to line up in shotgun with two receivers left, two tight ends on the right side of the formation. 3rd and 3 on the Penn State 32. Singleton to the right of Aller. In shotgun as Aller takes the snap. He'll throw. Straight drop back. Now flushed out. Rolling left. He's going to run. He's at the 30. And he's to the 33. And that's it. He got a yard. But he'll come up short of the line to gain. Does James Franklin dare go for it?
No,
he will not.
You got to punt this one away. I'll answer for James Franklin. It's a good question by you, because we've seen situations where Penn State has been aggressive, but this Notre Dame defense was all over what Penn State was trying to do. Set a pick for Tyler Warren to get him out to the flat. They passed it off well and then rallied to Drew Aller when he scrambled.
Notre Dame not electing to use a timeout here. Riley Thompson on to punt from his 18-yard line. Herleman is deep at the 30 for Notre Dame. Snap to the punter. Thompson steps into the kick, and it's a line drive. Near side, Herleman waves and makes the fair catch at the 28-yard line of Notre Dame. 43-yard punt, no return. Notre Dame and Penn State tied at 24-piece with 2:34 left. Three timeouts for Notre Dame, plus the two-minute timeout. That is new in college football this year. The same thing as the NFL two-minute warning. One of the reasons they put it in, Roddy, moments like this to add to the intrigue and drama of a big game. You get an extra timeout, and that could benefit Penn State. If Penn State can get a three and out, they could, if they use all their timeouts here in first, second, third down, they could have a timeout essentially on offense if they get it back.
And I don't want to overstate what this could mean, but these are the types of drives where quarterbacks can make themselves legends, an opportunity for Riley Leonard to send his team to the national championship game potential.
First and 10 on his 24-yard line. He's in shotgun here. He takes the snap and hands it off, running to the left side, across the 30-yard line into the 32-yard line is Jadarian Price, a gain of 8. Clock is moving, 2:24 and counting. Bring up 2nd down and 2.
I like the decision to run the ball on first down. You don't completely have to abandon the run because of those timeouts and the two-minute timeout.
Four receivers on 2nd and 2 at the Irish 32-yard line. Leonard in shotgun, Price to his right. Now Leonard looking to get the check from the Notre Dame sideline. Plenty of time on the play clock. It's at 15. They're not going to snap it. They're going to take it down to the two-minute timeout here. 2nd and 2. Notre Dame ready now to snap the ball on its 32-yard line with two receivers to the right and one to the left. Riley Leonard in shotgun. Love is back in the game. He had that great touchdown earlier in the quarter. He's to the right of Leonard. He's going to get the handoff, running to the left, trying to get the edge at the 30. He's up to the 32, but short of the line to gain. No gain on the play. Does Penn State use a timeout? Nope. They're going to let the clock run, as you suggested. We're at 1:45 and counting. Notre Dame, of course, is not going to use a timeout. 3rd and 2 on the Notre Dame 32.
And I think that wise by Penn State. You don't want to help Notre Dame from a time standpoint with a 3rd and short upcoming.
Leonard in the gun. Love to his left on 3rd and 2. Takes the snap. Quarterback run with Love blocking up the middle. And Leonard powers his way past the line to gain for a 1st down. The clock will stop to reset the chains. The clock's running, though. It's not supposed to, so they're going to stop and have to put time back on. There's an injured Nittany Lion, Jalen Kimber, one of the cornerbacks. But the clock was running on a 1st down. They should have stopped it. Would imagine somebody caught that. They stopped play for the injury, but there should be
there
a few
no
seconds on the clock.
There is no option for a 10-second subtraction here. Notre Dame had a first down. Game clock operator, please reset the game clock to 1 minute 26 seconds. Following a first down, we stop the clock under 2 minutes.
So there you go, the explanation from Michael Vandevelde, the referee, this Big 12 crew. It's going to be first down for Notre Dame on its 36-yard line, 1:26 to go. The game is tied at 24 apiece.
We'll say our game clock operators had a little bit of a tough day today.
Yes.
Had a couple of announcements. The game clock operator needs to reset the game clock because of a clock error. Nonetheless, Notre Dame's in a situation, 1:26, three timeouts. You don't have to abandon the run. You can still run the football and either use one of those timeouts or get up to the ball quick. Secondly, obviously you want to use the sidelines. The thing that you have to avoid if you're Notre Dame is the catastrophic mistake, which we've seen a couple times. Riley Leonard interceptions, and obviously with the pressure that Penn State's gotten, you can't take a sack or else it really wrecks the drive, and you certainly can't have a fumble on one of those sacks if it's a strip sack or something like that.
1:27 on the clock. They put an extra second on. 24-24. First and 10 for Notre Dame. Elliot Washington comes in to replace the injured Jalen Kimber, who was just hurt in that last play at corner for Penn State. First and 10 on the Irish 36. Two receivers right. Leonard back to pass. Three-step drop. Pump fake. Steps up. And a flag down. And so is Leonard. Sacked back inside the 35-yard line at about the 32. And again, a penalty marker down with 1:14 left in a tie game. And it was Abdul Carter that had the sack.
This is a big decision if it is a hold, which it looks like it might
be. Personal foul. Hands to the face. Number 28. Defense.
Wow.
15-yard penalty, automatic first down.
Zane Durant with a penalty that's going to put the ball in Penn State territory at the 49-yard line. Durant had his right hand up, and that is definitely a penalty against the Notre Dame offensive lineman. He shoved that player in the chin and pushed his head back.
It was clear as day. It was in the area that you usually see holding, but it looked like it was against Emil Wagner, if I'm not mistaken, or number 56, Charles Yagisaw. Nonetheless, now Notre Dame past midfield.
First and 10 at the 49 of Penn State. Four receivers, three right, one left. Leonard takes, back to Peck, steps up, in trouble, flushed out, spins to his left, running left now, crossing midfield to the 45 and out of bounds. Great athletic play by Leonard. He would have been sacked if not for good footwork to spin away from a defender and pick up a few yards. The clock stopped with 1:07 to go in a tie game in the fourth. Second down and 5 at the 44 of Penn State. Notre Dame needs about 10 more yards to get in field goal range. Just outside a minute to play. Leonard takes the snap back to passing trouble. Hit, but gets out of there. Rolling right, chased by Carter in midfield. And Leonard throws it out of bounds, far side, incomplete. Zion Tracy had pressure, could not sack Leonard, who then could not run or outrun Abdul Carter, so he was forced to throw the ball away. Third down now with 59 seconds left.
There are 134 teams in FBS football. Notre Dame is one of them, so 133 eligible teams. Against 132 of them, that turns into like a 20-yard gain for Riley Leonard versus a defensive end. Not against Abdul Carter. It turns into a third and long.
Game tied. 59 seconds to go. Notre Dame at the
game
Penn State.
Operator, please reset the game clock to 1 minute, 1 second, please. 101.
So far, the game clock operator is getting more airtime than the players. Third and 5 for Notre Dame at the Penn State 44. 101 to go in a tie game. Leonard in shotgun. Williams to his left, two receivers left, and one to the right. Penn State with no down linemen. Everybody standing up over the football. Leonard waits, now takes the snap, three-step drop in trouble, steps up, hit, this time he's sacked. Back near midfield by Izzard, and nobody calling timeout yet, 50 seconds to go, the clock is moving. Neither team calling a timeout, it's fourth down, little surprise Penn State isn't, now a timeout is called with 47 seconds left. After the sack, it's going to be fourth down at about 8.
Penn State has taken their first charge timeout.
Okay, so they add 5 seconds on the clock. 52 seconds left. 4th and 9 on the 48. What do you do? Do you take a chance here and go for it, or you just punt and pin Penn State deep?
No, you punt to Penn State deep and make them drive the length of the field with 2 timeouts and 52 seconds on the clock. for a field goal to win it. I was with you, flummoxed why James Franklin wouldn't take a timeout. Obviously, he took one a lot earlier than we saw. But it's going to come down now. I think you force Drew Aller to make a play. You do not give Penn State any sort of help in a short drive to get a field goal to win.
James Rendell will come on to punt. Fourth down and about eight right at midfield.
And remember the decision that Zion Tracy made earlier, fielding the ball in the two-yard line. You cannot have a decision like that made in this situation.
A fair caught it at the two, and the ball probably would have just gone into the end zone for a touchback. See if Penn State comes after this punt. Rendell standing at his 38-yard line. He has the football. Penn State comes four after him. He gets the punt away, and it's in the middle of the field, and it's short, and it's fair caught at the 15-yard line by Tracy. Not great, not terrible. 47 seconds left. Penn State ball. Ryan Barker, long on the season, is 49 yards. So they have a ways to go to get there. They have two timeouts left. We pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the College Football Playoff semifinal, Capital One Orange Bowl on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
Hammer down.
WASK Lafayette is 101.7 The Hammer, Lafayette's sports station.
First and 10 for Penn State with 47 seconds left in a tie game. And Aller's just going to hand it off. Left side, Singleton's got room at the 20, turns right to the 25, has a first down, and tackled at the 28-yard line. The clock will stop to reset the chains. 37 seconds left. Penn State has two timeouts remaining.
Operator, please reset the game clock to 40, please. 4-0.
My goodness. Itchy trigger finger for this game clock operator. My goodness, how many times have we heard that? So they add 3 seconds back on. Now they'll start the clock on the ready for play. First down on the Penn State 28. Aller has the football, drops back to throw, looks right, throws right, dangerous pass, and it's picked off, intercepted at about the 40-yard line by Christian Gray of Notre Dame. What is Drew Aller thinking? 33 seconds left. Notre Dame in position to maybe win the game on just an inexplicable and inexcusable throw by Aller.
And there was a little pressure late by Notre Dame, but Drew Aller just kind of throws it to the middle of the field. I don't even know that Omari Evans was breaking that way when Drew Aller initially threw the football. And now they're going to review the interception to see if Christian Gray did indeed bring it in. On the initial replays, Dave, it looked like it's a clean interception, but obviously in this situation with the stakes, you have to review this. But man, would Drew Aller get away with another ball that ends up in the hands of a Notre Dame defender? The third of the day, two of them wiped out by penalties.
Going down to the ground, it looked like Christian Gray got his arms under the football at the 42-yard line of Penn State, and it looked like as he rolled over, he kept possession. There are 33 seconds left. Notre Dame still has all of its timeouts. They would need to get probably 8 to 10 more yards to get in field goal range to try to win the game in regulation.
And we're seeing the replays. That's a clean interception. This play is going to be confirmed, and Notre Dame's going to have the football with an opportunity to win this thing with a walk-off kick. And you said it, three timeouts. They've got an eternity right now with 33 seconds and three timeouts. The thing is, you cannot let this Penn State defensive line impact the football game the way they did at the end of that last drive, sacking Riley Leonard.
Go to Chris Budden. Well, hold on. Let's get the call here first.
Review. The defender had his hands under the ball with firm control. It is confirmed. First down, Notre Dame.
Okay, quickly to Chris Budden.
Yeah, Drew Aller knew he shouldn't have thrown that football. Came over, was sulking on the sidelines. The first thing James Franklin did, went up to him, consoled him, and then said, stand up.
All right, Chris. It may have cost him the game. Let's see what happens here. First and 10 for Notre Dame at the Penn State 42. 33 seconds left. The game tied 24-24. Three receivers right, one to the left. Love in the backfield with Leonard, who takes the snap. Quarterback run, right side. And tripped up is Leonard at the 40, stumbles down to the 37. 28 seconds left. The timeout called here by Notre Dame. That will leave the Irish with two. And from here, it would be about a 55-yard field goal. The long on the season for Jeter is 49. His career long is 53. He's also had four blocked kicks this year.
I mean, this is one of those situations where it has come down to a quarterback mistake, which we thought it would. Riley Leonard had made more of them today, and Drew Aller had gotten away with it time and time again with these bad throws. But Notre Dame finally creating the turnover, their 32nd of the season, on that last drive when they needed it the most. And now it's up to the offense just get a little bit more room to give Mitch Jeter an opportunity to win this thing.
I know you're surprised by this. They put time back on the clock.
At some point, we need to stop saying game clock operator and just say, Bill, put time on the clock.
29 seconds left. 2nd and 7 for Notre Dame on the Penn State 37. Love to the right of Leonard. Leonard takes. It's a quarterback run again up the middle. And Leonard to about the 35. Pushed back. They blow the whistle. Stopping the clock. Another timeout here by Notre Dame that will leave the Irish with one with 23 seconds remaining. Ball is on the 35-yard line of Penn State. Third down coming up. What do you think of the play calling here? Just it's giving good. Riley Leonard the football and having him running.
Super conservative. Which to me means that they are confident, at least confident enough, in Mitch Jeter from this range. On a 3rd and short, you know Penn State's going to stack the box to stop the run. Does Notre Dame try and come up with a play call to free somebody up to get a chunk play to make this an easier field goal? I think if you're Mike Denbrock, you're at least considering it with as conservative as you've been on the first two play calls of this drive. The thing is, you risk a sack, you risk a negative play, but I would have to imagine that if they run the ball with Riley Leonard again, Penn State's certainly going to expect that.
Jeter is 3 of 6 career from 50-plus, would be about 53 from here. First things first, 3rd and 3 for Notre Dame at the Penn State 35 with 23 seconds left. The game is tied. Shotgun formation for Leonard. Leonard takes the snap, rolls to the left, throws left. It's caught at the 30-yard line, a first down to the 25. Jaden Greathouse tackled there. Clock is at 16 seconds. It will stop. And then it will start again on the ready for play. Notre Dame going to save its timeout. Under center is Leonard. As the clock starts, Leonard takes the snap and spikes the football with 14 seconds left. So the clock is stopped. Ball is on the 25 of Penn State. About a 43-yard try from here. One timeout left for Notre Dame and a tie game.
Game clock operator, please reset the game clock to 16 seconds.
Steve, come on. let's get the clock right. But a nice call by Mike Denbrock, rolling Riley Leonard out. And so often, you're trying to throw those outbreaking routes when you roll to the left or to the right. But Jaden Greathouse just hooked up. They were able to find him.
So the clock was running. So under center now is Leonard. He rolls to the right, takes the snap. After rolling right, goes down to the ground, and a timeout called. So I imagine that is where the kicker, Mitch Jeter, wanted it. Marcus Freeman not going to mess around. He's going to try the field goal here. On 3rd down. That way, if there is an issue, trying to see who called the timeout. I think Penn State called the timeout, which means Notre Dame keeps the timeout. This actually benefits Marcus Freeman. I understand James Franklin wants a little time on the clock, but now if something goes wrong on the snap on 3rd down, you can just go to the ground, call a timeout, and still have a chance to kick. They put 4 more seconds back on the clock again. Shockingly, 14 seconds left, tie game.
And you still, even if something goes awry, you're still well within Mitch Jeter's range of what he's capable of making. And now it comes down to the biggest kick of Mitch Jeter's career, a guy who has had ups and downs this year. Although Notre Dame's sending the offense back on the field, they're either going to try and draw the last Penn State timeout, or you run the clock down to probably 3 seconds to kick this thing for a game winner.
Two receivers to the left. Leonard is in shotgun, flanked to his left by Love. Now Leonard moves under center, takes the snap, and just runs straight ahead. He's down about the 23, and a timeout called by Penn State again with 10 seconds left. That's the last Penn State timeout. And now it's 4th down. Notre Dame has to kick.
It's called their 3rd and final charge timeout at 12 seconds.
Little surprise there. I thought it was good time management to try the field goal on 3rd down in case of a bad snap, but they ran another play just for a couple more yards. Now there's 12 seconds left. You're looking at about a 40-yard try here to win the game or at least take the lead. Penn State would likely have a little bit of time left.
I think more important than the yardage is the ability to pull that last Penn State timeout. That I think is the reason Marcus Freeman decided to run
it was
another
Penn
play.
State. Sorry, it was Penn State that took the timeout. Correct. Notre Dame still has its timeout, but it is it's fourth down.
It's fourth down. So if something goes wrong, like
it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. You're going to overtime most likely.
So here we go. Mitch Jeter is on for the go-ahead field goal try. A 41-yard attempt, ball in the middle of the field. He made a 41-yarder earlier in the game. 12 seconds to go. Game tied at 24 apiece. Jeter is ready. Snap is good. Ball's down. Kick from Jeter up, and it's good! Notre Dame takes the lead with 7 seconds left. The Irish inching closer to playing for a national championship. 27-24. Penn State will have 7 seconds left.
What a job by this Notre Dame team. I mean, it's been a team effort all year long for Notre Dame. The defense had held strong, kept this team in the game early on, and then when they needed them the most, you forced the takeaway on an errant throw by Drew Aller. The offense does enough to get Mitch Jeter closer, and he absolutely drills it. What a redemption story for Mitch Jeter this year, who struggled with injuries and misses earlier in the season, but has been nails in the playoff for Notre Dame. Now Notre Dame 8 seconds away from going to the national championship game in Atlanta.
It was 10-0 Penn State. Notre Dame then led 17-10. Then it was 24-17 Penn State, and now it's 27-24 Notre Dame. They put a second back on the clock, 8 seconds to go. You would imagine you're going to have a fair catch here from Penn State. If I'm Notre Dame, I squib this, right?
Yeah, you don't let them fair catch it. Absolutely. I think you squib it, try and kick it right at one of those middle up backs, make them field it so you can at least get a second off the clock.
Clock will start as soon as somebody touches the football for Penn State. Singleton is back at his goal line, but again, have to imagine this ball is going to be kicked on the ground. Jeter, who just kicked the go-ahead field goal, does kick it deep, high in the air to Singleton, and it lands at the one and goes into the end zone for a touchback, so no time comes off the clock. So with 8 seconds left, you probably have one play to the sideline. Penn State's out of timeouts, and then a Hail Mary to try to win the game at the buzzer.
Drew Aller's got a big arm, but you're going to have to get the ball around the 50-yard line to give him a shot to throw the ball in the end zone, which means you're going to have to have a few guys run off the defenders deep down the field and then have an outbreaker to the sideline. You got one shot to execute it.
Aller in shotgun. Ball on his 25. Takes the snap. Back to throw. Looks left sideline and just throws it away out of bounds. Notre Dame is covering the sideline expecting that, so Aller just fired it into the Penn State bench. 4 seconds left. One more play. This is it right here. Notre Dame up 27-24.
Yeah, this is where you're going to see all of the pitches for Penn State, trying to toss the ball as much as you can. You want to keep someone behind the football at all times.
Aller in shotgun, 4 seconds to go, takes the snap. Back to throw, pass over the middle is caught, and a lateral to the near side of the 30-yard line to Wallace. He pitches it back to Aller, who throws a backwards pass far side that goes into the Penn State bench, and the game is over. Notre Dame wins it, 27-24. The Irish will play for the College Football Playoff National Championship. First title game appearance in 12 years for Notre Dame, seeking its first national title since 1988. They'll play either Texas or Ohio State. That game at the Goodyear Cotton Bowl Classic tomorrow night.
What a job Marcus Freeman has done with this team this year. But not just in this game, falling behind by double digits, climbing back into it, consistently fighting. This is a team that lost by 2 points to Northern Illinois at home on September 7th. And they've gone from a loss to Northern Illinois to a national championship game appearance. The grit of this team, the ability to overcome two turnovers by the quarterback, Riley Leonard, and the fact that they play complementary football. All three phases came through with plays in this game against a Penn State team that is going to rue the mistakes that they made, the missed throws, the missed opportunities. But this was a day for Notre Dame and celebration for Marcus Freeman.
Marcus Freeman tomorrow turns 39 years old. If they win the national title, He'd be the first head coach to win a championship in his 30s since Danny Ford at Clemson back in 1981 when Ford was just 33 years old.
And we knew one of the two head coaches would become the first black head coach to coach in a national championship game. And Marcus Freeman, who got this job as a young hotshot coordinator, will become the first head coach of color to coach in a national championship game. What an accomplishment for him, and what an accomplishment for all coaches of minorities. So it's just a tremendous, tremendous season that he's been able to put together for this Notre Dame team.
All right, let's go to Chris Button down on the field.
I'm with Jeremiah Love. Jeremiah, congratulations. You guys struggled to move the football in the first half. What changed coming out of halftime?
Man, coach came in the locker room, and his tone that was set is just to be attackers, to attack, be savages, something we call ourselves, and just, you know, take advantage of this great opportunity. And, man, to just love each other, play for each other, and execute every single play.
You scored one of the most unbelievable touchdowns that we've seen this season. Walk me through how you got into the end zone.
Sure, man. Everybody just did their job. And, you know, when an opportunity presents itself to be great, I'm not going to shy away. I'm going to take it, take that opportunity, and do my best. And sure, I play for my brothers, and that gives me more strength, you know, get things done. And that's just a cultivation of all our work, you know, trusting each other.
What has Riley Leonard and his legs given this team tonight?
What he's giving this team? Man, Riley's a dog, man. He's a threat anywhere. He can throw the ball, he can run the ball. He's a leader on this team. You know, Riley, we all respect him, and you know, other teams got to respect him too. So him being who he is, he opens up, you know, the run game for us running backs. He opens up stuff for the receivers. And Riley's, man, he's a dog.
Enjoy the celebration, Jeremiah.
Thank you.
Now over to Taylor.
Coach, when Christian Gray intercepted that pass, what went through your mind?
Let's go win this thing. Here's our opportunity, and that's what they did. We practice two-minute situations every week, but the thing is, you can't panic. You got to win this play and execute on this play, and that's what they did.
There was no panic from you at halftime, and you wanted to run the football. What allowed for that to open up?
It wasn't a lack of effort. It was some schematic things that we had to get fixed, and that's what they did. They got it fixed, and I knew our guys were going to play hard. That's what they do, and that was the result of the second half.
Listen to this crowd right now. You guys are going to the national championship. What does that mean to you?
What an opportunity. It's a special group. This is a special place. You know what? Let's enjoy this thing tonight, but let's grasp the special opportunity that lies ahead.
Congratulations, Coach. Thank you. Dave?
All right, Taylor. It'll be either Notre Dame, Texas, or Notre Dame, Ohio State in the national championship game in Atlanta on the 20th of January. Roddy, who is your big monster energy player of the game?
We were going back and forth as a group. I think it's got to be Jeremiah Love. His impact on the ground in the second half, that touchdown that he scored, just really, I think, was emblematic of the way this team played in the second half. The fight, the grit, the determination, the willingness to never give up, I think really embodied what this team stands for. And the fact, if I could give the entire team that award, I certainly would, because this is a Notre Dame team. And I think from top to bottom, contributions everywhere, this has been the best team all season long, with the exception of that Northern Illinois game. But I give it to Jeremiah Love.